R-E-S-P-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me.
R-E-S-T-E-C-P.
What's poppin'? We're in the DealsIndy.com studios for Tuesday on the Drew and Mike Show with Mark, Maz, Joey, and yours truly, Brandon, should be along shortly. And that was Aretha and a very special version of Respect with the various spellings of the word. It's been spelled quite a few different ways.
She did a nice job on that.
Yeah, I thought it was wonderful. And it is Aretha Day. It's day one of the Aretha
Sorry, you died.
She arrived in a 1936 white LaSalle in a gold-plated casket.
That was pretty sweet-looking car.
I
didn't
say,
is that the same one Rosa Parks had, too? Did I hear that? I thought I heard that.
You know what? That sounds right. It looked familiar to me.
I want to get a Yankees casket or something like that when I go.
Yeah, we'll do it for you. Don't worry.
Thanks, man.
You'll be
we'll
dead.
We'll spend a lot of money on that.
Actually, I just wanted to.
At the expense of your family.
Oh, no, I don't want one. You're right. Just fire up the grill and send me in there.
Exactly. Who cares?
Exactly.
You're dead.
I know. You ain't dead.
Well, she was wearing red stilettos and a cocktail dress, and we're told that she'll be changing often over the next 4 days.
All right.
Oh, 4 days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 4-day abrasion.
Yeah, iced her up pretty good.
I guess so. I don't know, so the whole thing is so weird with death, being
dead
lying in state.
Who has costume changes when you're dead?
Aretha!
Yeah.
But she's the
That's
queen.
That's what makes her Aretha.
Is her golden microphone still intact?
To my knowledge.
No one has taken it yet?
I don't believe so.
All right.
I don't know. I wonder how many pictures have been taken so far. They're claiming that you have to have your hand showing at all times when you're in the rotunda.
Oh,
you know somebody's getting a picture.
Of course. Well, there's lots of video of people walking by. The EP put out a nice video. There she is laying in state. There's her shoes. There's the first lady from Las Vegas, got in line at 4 a.m.
200 people slept on the sidewalk last night.
Yeah. Were they in line for Aretha, or were they just homeless?
No, they were in line for Aretha.
Okay.
She got 10 seconds in front of the casket.
I can see their hands. I can see all their hands. It's a cool shirt with all the Aretha heads on them.
Is this a rotunda camera?
Yeah.
It is?
I guess.
Oh, cool. I'll be watching this for hours.
It's pretty captivating.
I want to finish the show so I can get to the rotunda cam.
Are they going to have the after hours cam?
The Reagan one was awesome. Remember the Reagan one?
Yeah.
And then he almost dropped his casket going down the stairs.
Yep, like the Ayatollah. Come on, dress up if you're going to go see Aretha.
Are there any white people in line?
Yes, there was a white guy. Lovely.
There should be diversity at all, in all places, in all ways. Always in all ways.
That guy has an umbrella and he has to carry it. See what a pain in the ass umbrellas are? This guy thinks he's a star. I've seen that guy everywhere. He's got frosted tips, black guy.
It's like Odell.
Was he interviewed on TV, I think?
Yes. He's been everywhere, Drew. He has made it all about him.
See the guy that's not going to miss anything? He's retired and he's decided he's not going to miss anything?
I think
that's the guy.
I think it's him. There's a white guy. And another white guy.
Is that Macy, William Macy from Shameless? Oh, this is so cool.
The true star, though, is the guy that drove his pink Cadillac down.
Do we have some audio of him?
Yeah, a whole full interview.
It sold it to this one couple from the Cadillac Club in 81, and then I bought it from them in 92, and I've had it ever since.
Is it the actual from the video?
Pardon?
Is it the actual from the song and video?
Oh, ouch.
No.
Okay. Ooh,
the
ouch.
Video,
oh.
It's a 57.
Okay.
This is a 56.
Okay.
Oh, it's not about you for just a second.
I mean, you're strict on years and
oh, yeah.
parts
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah.
But still, when you drove up, you got...
huge applause. And people,
huge applause.
What is that like?
So oh, did he die? Like,
this was way bigger.
Nobody owns
than
a pink Cadillac.
It was going to be. I thought there'd be a small
you, sweetheart.
Huge line and everyone cheering. It felt really good.
What's that about you? Someone
do you,
died.
Do you work in cars? Is that your full-time job?
I'm director of sales, administration, and marketing for Federal Mogul.
Ooh.
And they're an auto supplier.
I do give him credit for getting a plug out for his company.
I got to give him credit for that, yeah.
So how cool is this, that your car's the rock star?
for a funeral.
Beyond cool. Ooh.
Just beyond cool.
Are you an Aretha Franklin fan?
No.
Sure. I mean, her song, right?
Yeah, name three
you
songs.
You also said you've been invited, so explain. Go back to that. You've been...
Oh, ridiculous.
Oh, brother.
It's a party.
Well, and by the way, they have to keep pointing out that as far as the funeral, that if you're not invited, don't show up. And it sounds like they're pretty certain a lot of people are going to show up anyway. And they're pointing out that there will not be certain things that the public might want that they really don't want.
No, I'm not going to any depressing shit like that. Too sensitive.
Also, if you're taking pictures, you'll be escorted out, which is like, really? You have to tell people this? But then again, I heard at the Ernie Harwell thing, I was saying like it must have been one out of 150. Somebody said, no, I was in the line. It was like one out of 10. We're taking pictures of dead Ernie.
Weird.
It's so brutal.
Could you
people
see?
Don't know how to do anything without their phones anymore. They just don't.
It's sad.
I mean, you've seen like concerts and games, mm-hmm. and remember there was a picture.
They can't even watch a concert without
your phone.
There
was a picture last week. Someone did a split screen of a concert from back in the day.
Oh, you mean the golf split screen of
Tiger?
Yes,
the golf one.
Yeah.
Yes, and they showed
you watching Tiger.
Yes, and everyone's intently watching Tiger, and the other picture is everybody have their phone out taking pictures of it. And it's a completely different way of living now.
Your cell phone blows.
Maybe that's why people are on their phone all the time, because you have to watch everything they already watched once again.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Now, this is, I've been to so many football games, and I always said, I was at that game. You know, the miracle at the Meadowlands from the 70s when Joe Pizarcik and Larry Zonka.
You were on the escalator.
I was at that game on the escalator. going down. And, they talked about it just, I think last week they brought that game up again. But I can never prove I was at that game unless I find my old pro magazine that I just showed you on Twitter, because I used to get that magazine at the game.
I didn't realize you were proving something to me when you showed me.
I didn't
want
to prove it to you. But everyone says they were there.
What kind of dick, aside from me, would challenge you? For proof of being
nobody,
there.
Nobody.
By the way, I just want to mention,
I remember like it was yesterday.
That game comes up all the time because it was an incredible ending. All they had to do was snap the ball, and the game was over. And the fumble, the snap got fumbled, and the defense ran it in as the clock
Herman
ran.
Herman Edwards.
Out.
Yeah, the only good thing
Herman
he's ever
Edwards.
Done.
Yeah.
But Dick Vermeil cried for the very first time. That was the game.
But weren't the Giants like 2-9?
They were
the
horrible.
Yeah, they were horrible.
They had 5 or 6 wins.
Oh, they were. Even
but the kicker is John McVay was the head coach. Now he's the grandfather of now the Rams head coach, Sean McVay. So John got fired, goes to the 49ers, and puts a dynasty together. He becomes the player personnel director, and he does the drafts of Joe Montana and all of that, and the rest is history.
So the fumble was a good thing.
The fumble was good for the 49ers, bad for the Giants.
I just want to mention before I start off on Zot today that Maz and I were upstairs doing our pre-show meeting, and the story came out about the double murder in Clinton Township.
Yeah, ugh.
Yeah, this girl and her boyfriend, they believe.
Can I guess where this is going to go?
Yeah.
His van?
Yes.
Okay.
It wasn't a van, it was an F-250.
An Econoline.
It was a Ford. Oh, I thought it was a Ford F-250.
It had a lot of rust.
Oh, it was? Another story. Oh, I thought it was a van.
It was another story then.
They're looking for the older brother who may be driving this van.
I thought it was a Ford F-250.
And I don't know if he's a person of interest or they just want to talk to him, but anyway, Maz is saying that he should trade the van in to Zot.
Yeah.
That he could work something out for
him. I could get him approved before he goes away.
If he's listening, that'd be great.
It would.
Because you'd get the sale, get the trade-in, and you would plug the show when the news interviews you.
Not only that, and the car gets off the road, they can't find him in the new car.
Yeah. Well, it's a win-win.
Until you turn him in after he buys the new car.
Yeah, and then you get the reward. There's a reward.
Well, you got to wait a few days, like at least 5 days, so the deal gets funded.
You put a tracking device on it, even though that's illegal?
I don't know.
Well, doesn't he get free? Maybe get free navigation.
He does.
Don't they track that?
No question. We can do that. I'll set up his Ford Pass app for him.
There's
we can track him.
The van. Look at that.
Yeah, it's a POS van. You really want to trade that POS, and that means somebody has to buy it, right? Or will you guys fix it up?
Yeah, we'll send that right out to the what do they call those things? The
chop shop?
No, not the chop shop. They send them out to the when you go and the bid
body
on
shop?
Things. You'll bid on things.
Oh, the auction?
The auction. Thank you. The word.
Oh, so all the POS cars go to the auction?
Yeah, POSs go to auction.
That's nice for the auctions to have that information out there.
is that where Bentley's death trap is?
Yeah, Bentley's death trap is definitely at the auction.
if this guy gets a new car, will you add blue duct tape around the window?
I can do that.
The van has.
I can do that.
I mean, it's a very distinctive piece of shit truck.
Yeah, what is the blue duct tape for?
I said it was around the window to hold the window up.
Yeah, maybe he had some leakage.
But it's summer.
You sure you want this van?
I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Well,
it
could have been used if you do see this man out there. What's his name again? Robert Leo Marzicica.
Yeah, good.
Is the person mentioned. 24 years old, and he's got very short hair. He's got a stupid-looking beard, and he's driving.
Yeah, allegedly killed his sister and her boyfriend.
Well, he's a person of interest.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not a suspect.
Yeah, it sounds like they're a little bit interested in him, to be honest.
The other brother found the bodies.
Yeah. In the shed right in front of where they live. And it's a really terrible story. I don't really understand.
Awful.
Why would the van
sucks, but,
story
sucks, too.
Well, no surprise that a person who just has a piece of shit van, but.
Yeah.
Speaking of vehicles, Zot Ford has passes for Arts, Beats, and Eats. And I think I pointed out how much money you can save. If you went to every concert this weekend at Arts, Beats, and Eats, you would spend approximately, I'm going to say $1,000 in concert tickets.
Wow.
With your pass, which is for all 4 days, right?
Yep.
Wow. I just got mine.
As long as you don't take it off your wrist.
Yeah, you'd have to reuse the same pass.
Don't put it on too tight, and you can maybe take it off if you need to have it off your wrist for a while.
There's no reason you should need to take this off.
There really is no reason.
Until Arch Beats and Eats is over. So that's all good shows. Ben Folds.
My kids always keep their bracelets on longer, like when they go to Adventure and Cedar Point and all of that kind of jazz. They always keep them on longer.
I'm a lot older than your kids, but I do because I forget and I don't care.
Oh, I can't wait
rip it off.
How about the ski passes on the jackets? Do you rip those off or do you leave them on the zipper?
I'm not a skier. But I would leave it on.
People love leaving them on.
Just show off.
Yeah.
Oh, and skiing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, so they've got passes in Holly if you want to go by. Maz will wave a commission if you want them to.
That's my name. That's my middle name.
And
wave.
Some people have come by and picked up passes already. If there are any left over, they'll be at Mesa on Saturday where we are from 4 to 7. And I hope we have a good turnout. I don't know why. I always assume we'll have a good turnout, but... Yeah. I'm, again, hoping that we
Is it right in the thick of Arts, Beats, and Eats?
It's right outside Arts, Beats, and Eats. So you don't have to pay to go into Arts, Beats, and Eats if you don't want to. Last year, we were at Oak City, and...
That was fun.
It worked out good. A lot of people wanted the show. I think B-52s were right after. So, yeah, we had a good time.
That was good weather,
Yeah,
too.
All right. I'll see you guys there.
And
are we bringing any T-shirts and stuff?
I think
for you to give away?
In case any people want to, buy a T-shirt?
Or talk you out of one?
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, why don't you just...
They're on very tight inventory because of what you pulled last time, mister.
Sorry.
Why doesn't Zot just buy a bunch of T-shirts at cost?
I think Steve does. We've just run out. We've run out. And I got to say this. There was a definite thief.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Zot Ford, have you been identified?
I can't identify who the thief was.
You?
No, not me. I give them out to the real hardcore listeners.
Are there suspects?
No, I have no suspects.
Really?
Zero suspects.
It's T-shirt time.
Yeah, somebody's having T-shirt time.
Because I had a guy come in. He wanted, he was a bigger guy, and he wanted and I know I had a couple, at least five 3Xs in there. I went in to get him one, and we had one.
Huh.
What?
So obviously the thief is a little thicker.
Oh, boy.
Thick as thieves.
I want a T-shirt.
Well, that eliminates a lot of people.
It does. It does. So we got the new T-shirts, right? Thanks for listening to the podcast and all of that.
Yeah, the Drew and Mike store
is
doing well, seemingly.
And we'll bring some of them to Mesa.
Hopefully. And use our Amazon app, too, as we can always use what little extra we get from Amazon. And the donate bar. We've had a lot of expenses lately. We're trying to upgrade the marketing of the show. And it hasn't been inexpensive, and it looks like we're going to spend more. But, we are managing somehow. I don't know how, but we are. Thanks to people like Zot Ford and their summer sales event, which is in full swing. And that means the hottest deals and the lowest payments of the summer. Maz has returned from his umpteenth vacation. That's strange they mention how many vacations you've been on.
I don't really get it. Is it a vacation if you don't get paid?
I don't know. Oh.
Yeah. God bless you, Joe.
Wow. That still was not paid time off?
No, I don't have any time.
It was commission only, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm commission only.
I see. Maybe that's why people are surprised about your part-time schedule.
Exactly.
Is with the
exactly. So if you take off a day, is it really considered vacation?
That's a good point.
All right. We might want to ask Steve that.
That's at Zod Ford and Holly. I will ask him. To celebrate Maz's triumphant return, you can lease a new 18 Ford Escape as low as $133 a month. What do you want for the month, by the way?
I'm up to 13.
13?
Oh, lucky 13.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
But Dan's kicking my ass.
Who's kicking your ass?
Dan Kittle.
Oh.
He's our number one guy.
Oh, is he having a big month?
Yeah, he could hit 25 this month with a little luck.
That guy's he's amazing.
On fire.
Jeez.
He's in fuego.
Or at least a new
Damn,
18.
Daniel.
18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4 as low as $161 a month. Finally, release a new 18 Ford Explorer as low as $177 a month. Plus, Zod Ford is offering 0% financing plus cash rebates on select new vehicles. Friends, Zod Ford's sensational summer sales event ends August 31st, and so do all these ludicrously low payments. Surf their ridiculous deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
We're going to be open late on Friday. It's the last day of the month, so you guys show up Friday, we'll stay to 9 for you.
What about Saturday?
Saturday will be open, but I don't think it's considered end of the month on Saturday. I think it starts a new month.
I see. Are you going to work the day and then come right to Arts Pizza and Eats?
Oh, yeah.
You are working
absolutely.
Saturday?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
I thought you meant Friday. Friday.
Yeah. No, I knew that would be a late day. But still 13.
I'll go on Saturday if someone wants to buy a car this Saturday for the Arts Pizza and Eats run.
Are you in second place?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And Stacy's up there, too.
Good for her.
Don't forget, I gave 8 days away at the beginning of the month.
Wow, could have been a 20-month, 20-car month.
Could have been. It's not over yet.
I see. Well, did I mention that we're live on Facebook? I probably did not. And that Drew Franklin and our friends at Prudential Alarm are responsible for that. They also want you to know, for the month of August, Prudential Alarm is offering a free camera with any home alarm. Only $99 installed, you get a home alarm, 3-door contacts, 1-motion, LTE radio, keypad, key fob, and a free camera. You can arm, disarm, and look in and check on your home or business all from the same app. To schedule your analysis, visit PrudentialAlarms.com or call 800-252-0368. Call Prudential Alarm today for any residential or commercial security need you have. If you can think it, they can protect you from it. Prudential Alarm offers alarms, cameras, locksmithing, access control, even security officers. Call Prudential Alarms today, 800-252-0368 for any need you have, or text Drew direct.
I talked to Drew today.
Did you?
Yeah, I wanted to check on him, make sure he's digging his Explorer.
How's he like it?
He loves it.
He's happy, good.
Yeah. He wanted to check in on you and your deluxe package.
Yes, he said the deluxe package is they're flying off the shelves.
It's part of the deluxe package, yeah. So he'll check in.
Yeah.
And make sure everything's A-okay.
Text Drew, 248-469-5258. Ask for the Maz Deluxe Limited Edition Alarm Package today, which I guess is taking off. That's great. And then at the offices of Dr. Roche, it's boobs, boobs, always boobs. Doesn't matter what size. And the fact that he's using, I really wasn't, until Trudy brought it up, I was not aware they were using your own fat.
Yeah,
everybody seems
that.
To have a little extra fat, thankfully. They've been using it for years in underneath the eyes where the skin gets old and saggy and wrinkled, and they inject some fat in there, and boom, all of a sudden you look 10 years younger in the face, that fresh look, or they do the eye jobs and open your eyes up. But they're using fat now for breast, not implants, but to use yourself, your natural self, to create larger boobs. And I'm sure they look very natural. I truly seem to think there might be a limitation on size there, depending on... I don't know. This
didn't
is
look
it's
like,
all new to me, but
they didn't look at the. They didn't look like the largest ones when you go up and down the sea. The different.
Oh, have
models.
You examined? I haven't looked at the pictures lately.
The other day, you guys retweeted, so I hit his website. I went on Dr. Roche's website and I had to check out the before and afters.
I see. So among all the pictures, you looked at all the procedures, and you happened to bump into the boobs.
But, yeah, the boobs.
Can you bring them up? I want to see them. I haven't looked at them in a while. I'd like to see the natural enhancement,
absolutely.
And of course the implants as well, which are very popular and. Some people want to go from an A to a D or a C, and maybe that's the way you want to go. But you certainly want to talk to Dr. Roche, have a consult, and determine exactly what is the best thing for you. And they do all those things with lasers, the BBL, the tattoo removal, the hair removal, the Diva for the girls who are having trouble down there. And all those things are quick recovery time. Call for a consult, 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110, or DRROCHE. Very excited to see this, man. And Facebook Live again, brought to you by our friends at Prudential Alarms. And we are in the dealsinthed.com studios. And Aretha kind of dominating things today, but there's some...
That guy was just on the news again on Channel 4.
Oh, the pink Cadillac guy?
Yep.
You know, I wonder if he knew when he's driving. He probably knew.
Knew what?
That he's going to end up on the news.
Oh, of course he did. Well, that the part we watched was him being interviewed, the raw video.
I was intrigued to see, you know, we have the Me Too thing has really been sort of dying down, but Brandon's in the house, by the way.
Hey, Brandon. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Did you go down to the falls in a barrel?
In a barrel?
Yeah, that's the thing when you get to Niagara Falls. You never saw those pictures? People
what,
pretending
1850?
To go down? Yeah. My family and I got one of those pictures back in the day.
I think Kristen wanted to go to the IMAX that does a show of all the daredevils who have gone down. And the last time she had gone down was in the mid-90s, so she obviously wouldn't have seen, what's her man?
Kirk Jones.
Kirk Jones. Yeah, because I was curious if he had any kind of a memorial there.
Did you guys go see that video?
No.
Oh, but you went and played NHL...
The Hockey Hall of Fame is not Niagara Falls, Mark.
It's in Toronto.
Oh, I understand that, but you did something you wanted to do.
Ontario. Well, I don't know. We skipped out on the Ripley's Believe It or Not wax tour that I went when I was like 9.
You should have went again. You would have laughed.
And I think she felt bad that I skipped out on that, and so she said we have to
make
go to
it
the
up
hockey.
For it.
Yeah, we have to go to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Brilliant move.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, anytime you can make yourself a victim in some way, it tends to work out better. Even sometimes when things go south, if the victim label is affixed to you, it can really be beneficial.
Yeah, I think she deeply felt for me. And in fact, we weren't going to go to the Hockey Hall of Fame until the day we left. She said, you know, we're going.
So. Hey.
Now, did you do Made of the Mist?
No, we didn't do the Made of the
Mist. Should have done Made of the Mist. That's half the fun.
You work for the Niagara Tourism
Board. You got to go under the falls and put the jackets on.
I mean, you can see it pretty good up top.
I know, but to get splashed, and that's great.
Man, did you see these gel implants?
I know. They look good, the gels.
They really do.
Yeah, the gummy bears look good, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Looking at Dr. Rose's website.
Some really good results. Nice rack.
Nice.
Sorry.
We digress.
So anyway, I was just mentioning that there was just some strange, I thought it was a strange day for the Me Too movement because Louis C.K. and Aziz Ansari, it's almost like they planned it. They both performed doing stand-up.
Oh, I didn't know Aziz did.
Yeah, he did. He also did. I think the same, well, over the weekend. And Louis C.K. got a standing ovation, which I think is really interesting because he wouldn't have normally got a standing ovation, but because he beat off in front of many women.
But he admitted it.
He did admit it.
And apologized.
That's what everyone's ragging on. Everyone's mad that he got the standing ovation. But is that what he got the standing ovation for? Or is
for beating off.
Okay.
I don't think they called
he didn't
it a standing
beat,
ovation.
If he didn't
it was an
off.
Ovation.
No, it was a standing ovation, according to TMZ.
Hmm. So if he just showed up at the Comedy Cellar to do a gig like that, a surprise gig, like he often does to work on new material, no standing ovation?
Oh, yeah, he would have.
I don't know.
They implied
it was because he came back. They were excited to see him because he'd been gone for a long time.
Yeah. Sitting on a cock because I'm gay.
But there's the implication that they're cheering him for beating off in front of people.
No, I think it's a lot like, I mean, you see this all the time. When Clinton was being accused of having sex with Monica Lewinsky, and he said, I did not have sex with that woman. And then he went on that speaking tour, and he got humongous ovations. Like, well, he might have banged Monica Lewinsky, and I'm a fan. I mean, it's sort of like people are more excited for you or they want to support you more.
That's Bill.
And it is.
But that's tricky, though. What is he never allowed to work again? Are these guys never allowed to work
again?
No,
I'm not saying he's never allowed to work again. It just seems like a standing ovation is maybe a little inappropriate.
I don't think people think like that, though, when they're at the Comedy Center.
No, I don't really think that way either. I mean,
I have some supporters there.
I'm not angry about it.
Now, for your example, with Clinton, I think they do think about it that way. To have to support somebody.
There was somebody else that got a standing ovation. Oh, the guy that had the racist tweets. got a standing ovation when he went out for pitch from Milwaukee, the reliever.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a standing ovation.
It was right after the All-Star game.
After the racist tweet. So he got a standing ovation for racist tweets.
The Brewers.
Hater.
Yeah, the Milwaukee guy.
The racist Milwaukee fans get a standing O.
Which really is just dependent on what jersey he's wearing.
Exactly.
And what stadium
if he
is
had
it?
Not, he's an all-star if it was pitching not for the Milwaukee. Racist tweets, he would not have gotten the standing ovation.
But every time he's on the road, he gets booed every time he comes out.
But my point being, if he was an all-star pitcher for the Rangers and he sent out his racist tweets were revealed, they would cheer him too. It's more about fandom for the team.
But I just think it's dumb. It's like, why would you get a standing ovation because you did something dumb? And in Louis C.K.'s, I think the reason people were bitching, and I'm trying to think where I read the story. Might have been page 6. They were talking about the campaign to deny this for 15 years, where they were literally saying these women were liars.
Right.
And they were intimidating people and suggesting that, hey, you better not say this about Louis C.K. or else. And there was really no, I think they felt that the, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. Maybe that the apology was incomplete or right. It wasn't
thorough. He didn't get his just punishment. Is what they're saying.
That's what a lot of the
women are saying that are getting quoted on that story.
Yeah,
they're saying he should be out as long as this woman had to shut her mouth plus more time.
But that's what's weird about this. It's all social, the court of social opinion.
Right.
I mean, how long is the right time for him not to work? He lost all his jobs on FX. They took a lot of money out of his pocket.
I don't know. I thought that was a creepy story, I have to admit.
Oh, it's one of the weirdest.
Creepy, creepy story.
But it also was one of the best apologies.
But Aziz Ansari, yeah, it was easily the most honest.
I think it was, I think it was one of the only apologies where he fessed up.
Absolutely.
At a time where no one was.
No one does it.
Yeah, and everybody was kind of dodging it.
The question is, what is the point? Is it to make sure this person's never seen from again? Or is it to show that he was wrong and he admits that he's wrong and maybe other people say, yeah, that's not the way to act? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is.
I don't either. He's not working for anybody else. So, I mean, he was working for Netflix, I guess. Right. He did lose something, but he is a stand-up, which is an independent contractor. He can do whatever he wants.
Would you book
whoever hires him? I would have booked
him.
I would have booked him.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know.
Say you own the Fox Theater. Would you book him?
I don't know. Right now,
now. You wouldn't?
No. I wouldn't be first.
No, I wouldn't want to be an early adopter, but once he's rolling again, it's like he's going to play somewhere.
Yeah. I would have no problem.
I like to sneak into theaters without being noticed sometime.
Matt Lauer says he's going to get a TV job soon, too.
Oh, shut up, Matt.
Which I think if anything's to stop him from getting TV jobs, from him saying he's going to get one.
Yeah.
Will he have a desk with a button on it that opens and shuts his door?
Oh, he better.
Yeah.
Will he still get the helicopter? Yes.
I was telling Drew, if I was in charge of a small network on cable, I'd hire him. I'd hire him to do some kind of stupid interview show.
Well, what happened with Brian Williams?
He got exiled, but his is a little.
Yeah, but didn't he? Did he reappear somewhere?
But he lied about content.
I know. He lied about his story. I understand.
I don't understand.
What's worse?
Survived that.
I think Matt a million times worse than what Brian Williams did.
But if you're a newscaster, the product's got to be right.
I know, but he's still reading most of the news. He's still reading the news.
No, he's not. He was the chief editor of the nightly news.
I understand that. So he doesn't have to tell his stories anymore.
But they told him to not tell his stories anymore, and he still kept lying.
I'd put Brian Williams on the TV in a minute. In a minute.
I would, too. I like him.
I do, too.
Remember the old tote board?
I like the way he delivers news.
NBC News anchor Brian Williams has been busted for telling some tall tales.
The plane landed in the Hudson River here in New York City. Captain Brian Williams was hailed as a hero for his perfect emergency landing.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, and he's burning through pants at a furious pace.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Sweatered saving puppies, watching dead bodies float by, being robbed at gunpoint of Christmas tree cash, or having his chopper shot down by an RPG.
Why would you make up a lie like that?
What are we to make of this flurry of whoppers from one of the world's most trusted and beloved talking heads, Brian Williams?
How dare you lie like that?
Are these embellishments true, or could some of these whoppers be whoppers?
You liar.
For the discerning news junkie, we turn to the Sports Radio 105.1 Williams Whoppers tote board for the truth. The latest alleged pile of bullshit from the mouth of Brian Williams involves.
I don't know what involves.
That's great.
What is Williams spewed this total crap back in
2014.
On the Williams Whopper scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being complete bullshit, this tale scores a...
always a 10.
And brings the current total of blatant lies, embellishments, total bullshit, lies, exaggerations, Walter Mittyisms, fantasies, truth stretchers, and total crap to...
20,
stay tuned for additions to the Brian Williams Whopper Tote Board.
You laugh!
We now return you to regular programming.
It was great programming like that. How did that station not last?
How does it not last?
I'll never know.
Stupid.
Yeah, so Matt Lauer may be back. And then, and also, it was a big Me Too day because Rose McGowan, it was revealed that her 28-year-old partner, Rain Dove, who, by the way, is a non-binary gender model.
He's got nice boobs, though.
He's a being.
Prefers the pronoun they. What is the pronoun they for a person? What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Anyway, models men's and women's clothes because she was, they were born a female.
You could be a twink, a bear, an otter, a circuit queen, a chub, a pup, a gibster, daddy chaser, a leatherman, a lady boy. You could be a Donald Duck, which is a gay guy who got kicked out of the Navy.
This 6'2 Rain Dove was born a female, but identifies as a male, I guess.
I guess.
And likes females, so they are with Rose McGowan. Doesn't it sound weird to say they are with Rose McGowan?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's not right.
It turns out it was Rain Dove who got the text from Asia Argento saying, I had sex with Jimmy Bennett. And Rose McGowan urged Rain Dove, the non-binary gender model partner of Rose McGowan, to give that to TMZ.
Wow.
So it was Rose McGowan, essentially, who busted Asia Argento. And she's now asking for due process, by the way, Rose McGowan. Which I thought was interesting. Her friend gets busted, and all of a sudden we want due process when we really didn't care before. Kind of interesting.
It's a good-looking guy. Gal, I mean.
It is really weird.
It's a weird story.
It's a weird world.
I mean, he looks just like a dude.
He's got great
boobs.
But
he kept the tubes.
Great tits.
You're not going to get rid of tits like that.
You know, I was listening to, you know, remember the porn star Charlie Sheen was with?
Ursula?
No. She was on the tour with him.
Brooke?
She was beautiful. She was just,
Natalie was the non-porn star.
Come on.
She was just beautiful.
Ashlyn Brooke. Right?
No, I think it was someone else.
I don't remember. I heard her talking about
blonde.
She no longer is a female, and she wants her boobs cut off. She has great boobs.
Brie Olsen?
That's
Brie Olsen. That's it.
Yep. She also wants her boobs off?
She wants to be a dude. Yes, she does not want to be a woman anymore. I'm pretty sure. Can you look it up, Brandon?
Oh, yeah, my. I can look up.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Show prep.
Yeah, Brie Olsen. She was top of the line.
I'm not sure if this is the one that wants to.
What did Sheen do to her?
I know. That's exactly what I thought.
Jeez.
I think it was her. Mm. Maybe it was another Sheen.
It's got to be another porn star. Brie Olsen will not cut those off.
This was a porn star. I know that. I hope I have it wrong.
Me too.
I apologize to Brie and Vin. I'm just going to say forget I brought it up. Because
one of his girlfriends, that's all.
It was. No, absolutely. I heard the story. So anyway, so Asia Argento.
That's her new name? It's not Asia, it's Asia?
It's Asia. Well, it's both. I've heard it said both ways.
But, sounds good, Asia.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. And then, since we're sort of on the gossipy portion, how about Lady Gaga posing nude?
Again?
Where?
I know, that's kind of what I said. First of all,
seen her nude.
Isn't it enough for her to be one of the biggest recording stars in the world? She has to be the hottest chick, too? Because I didn't think she looks. I don't think she looks that great nude. She looks fine. I mean, she's. I'm not shaming her or anything, and she's very thin. And I thought, wait, isn't it almost like body shaming? Because last time she was nude, she was heavy, and she was saying, "Hey, I'm heavy and I look good." But now it seems like I want everybody to see me nude because I'm thin.
What is she nude in?
I guess you just have to do that when you're on Instagram.
Is she nude on her Instagram?
Yeah,
yeah,
she is.
I'm going to have to look her up here.
I think there's a famous photographer that she got to
artsy.
Take the pictures. I see a lot of green blobs myself more than anything.
She does have a lot of tattoos.
Green
are those
blob.
Tattoos? They look like green blobs.
She's got an anchor underneath her armpit.
Cool.
Do those add to her appearance?
A couple things on her butt.
I guess she has to do this because she put on an album lately. Or let me guess, there's one coming and that's why she did this. When was the last time she released anything?
Oh,
I like her. I really kind of come around. I remember when
I like her. I have
remember
no
when Bentley got
I'm knocking her. I think
destroyed
okay.
for going to that concert. And at the in that time, I was like, "Yeah, why would anybody like that music?" Blah blah blah.
Are you saying you would go to the concert now?
If Krista would go, I might go with her. I don't know.
But it's not a hell of a show.
I think she's actually.
When have you
gone to see her
today's
show,
music?
Man?
I think she does pretty well.
That's just, I heard she puts on a hell of a show.
Would Lily be allowed to go?
Yeah, I'd let her go to see Lady Gaga.
Did you see what that terrible, evil Drake did? He visited that girl in the hospital.
I know. That was a setup.
How amazingly
awful.
That
was a setup.
That was like the day before, though. He craned his neck, Jeff Gordon style, to watch that other guy beat the shit out of that guy outside of the bar. They couldn't determine if it was somebody's bodyguard, either Drake's bodyguard or Odell Beckham Jr.'s bodyguard, who also jumped in and threw a few punches.
God.
That was a hell of a beating.
Did you see that UFC guy? Supposedly the UFC guy that got in a brawl in the bar? I saw that on TMZ as well.
That had to be somebody who knows how to fight.
Boy,
oh my
it was like
God.
One punch knockouts. It was unbelievable knockouts.
Yeah, it was brutal.
If you guys see it up on TMZ, you're gonna
is
say
is it Drake craning his neck,
a killer.
Or is that the UFC guy?
This is that Drake fight.
By the way, if you see him craning his neck, this is exactly how Jeff Gordon looked when he was peering inside the gay bar.
Where are they? Do they even tell you which one's which?
Oof. Yeah, Drake is like a couple people back, craning his neck, Jeff Gordon style, and Odell Beckham. You can see by the blonde hair.
He's going to get rich, by the way. The Giants officially
signed. So they're watching someone get assaulted. They're not doing anything about it. Aren't they in trouble?
Apparently.
I don't know. Fights are just spectator sports, man. You remember school? God, there's a fight after school. Everybody would circle around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Everybody
likes a
good
fight. Pressure on the fighters.
These guys are in their 30s.
A lot of pressure on the fighters.
Odell Beckham isn't. So, yeah. Yeah, well. Did you see the chick, by the way, that rang the doorbell and then disappeared?
Yeah, they find her yet?
No, I don't think so.
Could that have been a prank? It's a really dumb prank.
Wait, tell me about this story.
She was caught on a doorbell cam. She just rang the doorbell and then left, but they noticed
she has restraints on her arms.
Restraints on her one arm.
And this
she's
is
not naked or anything.
So she's being held captive.
That's the thought. They want to know who she is.
Yeah, she rang the doorbell at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh. Where is it?
This guy wakes up, and I guess he looks at the camera, and he sees this woman walking up with restraints on her arms. She's broken the restraints. And she rings the doorbell, and then she disappears.
Here it is. She's got no pants on.
She doesn't look to be
distraught. She's wearing panties?
Well, you know what? You never know. She might have pants on.
Back that up. She didn't have pants on?
That's pretty weird when an attractive woman rings your doorbell at 3:30 in the morning, and you don't know who she is.
Can't see.
Kennedy... I never thought Kennedy was wearing pants, but she always had something on her.
Right, she had the long sweatshirts.
There's actually a little bit longer version of this somewhere.
Now, a week ago in Toronto, a woman rang a doorbell, also in the middle of the night, and some guy grabbed her by the hair and dragged her into his car. And they didn't see the video until the morning, and they actually searched for this guy. They found her. She was okay, but he had disappeared, and he would not. They weren't able to find
anything,
him.
Right?
He had a gun. That was a wild one.
Yeah, that was pretty freaky.
There was some good audio.
This one is very weird.
How do they know there's
audio on that one?
How do we know there's restraints?
Look at her arms. Look at her
wrist. I am, but how do we know that's not like just a bracelet with, I don't know, a keychain hanging off of it?
It looked like didn't look like anything decorative.
No, but you can't really tell. You know, sometimes
it looks like a keychain.
Like a lanyard.
Oh, yeah, an old school long keychain. And by old school, I mean 2001.
Yeah. Like a college girl would have?
Yeah. That could be it. That could be your key.
With an ID badge on the bottom of it?
Yeah.
That easily could be it.
Oh, like she got out of the hospital?
No, but sometimes, if you're in college, you need an ID badge or an ID card, so it's on a lanyard.
Why did she disappear like that?
I don't know.
What's that all about? Is
she
a ghost?
She was playing Ring
and Run. She's at the wrong house.
She's a ghost.
I don't know.
She doesn't seem to be distraught at all.
Here, are there no drops today? I haven't heard a drop yet. I like the Respect song, Brandon.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Sorry, I was looking up those videos.
There's a drop for everything. What were you looking up?
I was looking up those videos for you. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Respect montage that got panned
last night. Oh, Bentley. Bentley was questioning some of the production value.
Jealous. He's just jealous.
I know. I put it together quick, and then I still wanted to refine it and add farts during the ooze. That was Jason's great idea. Every ooze needs to be a fart, and so I wanted to refine it.
Well, weren't you going to put Bub Rub in, too?
I'd like to, yeah. But I just did it kind of quick.
Did Bub Rub spell respect?
No, but the part where they go with the... where we were talking about it yesterday. I can't remember.
Is that woo woo?
I don't know.
Bub Rub usually adds a lot to almost anything. I'm not against Bub Rub. Anyway.
They'll wrap up the Me Too stuff. Ohio State put out a bunch of documents about their investigation into the Zach Smith.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer case.
Sure, I'm sure they did.
No, they did. They've released all the documents, and TMZ released text messages between Shelley Meyer and is it Courtney Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah. Between those two. She's really caring.
Who came up with the memory loss for Urban Meyer? Who came up with that run?
No, that one didn't go over too well because it seems to me he said he recalled every single play call of one game or something like that.
Yeah, when Florida and Alabama played in the
I guess it just happens once in a while.
Of a 10-year-old game.
It happens once in a while.
Maybe that was before the Ambien addiction.
Perhaps.
Never let that team get the ball. Hell, hell, the gang's all here. So beat Indiana now.
Now, we know Joe Paterno was basically senile going all those years with Jerry Sandusky, and he kind of was a hands-off approach back then for him. But Urban Meyer to hire this guy, you know, twice, knows what kind of guy he is, and I think Urban Meyer had to have lost his job on this one. I really believe that.
Well, a lot of people thought he would.
After reading the whole report, I agree with you, Tom.
73-8.
I mean, come on, are we that stupid?
So one of the things.
Well, Michelle Beadle's not going to watch.
Forced Michelle Beadle off
football. She can't watch football anymore.
She lost her morning gig, and then now they had to make a show up to put her on there.
I think that was the final straw for that show.
Right.
For those two,
they're kind of happy because I used to like Mike Greenberg, but once he screwed,
he's kind of a dick.
Once he screwed Golic, I'm like, F him.
And they had no chemistry, him and her.
I'm kind of stunned, though, that someone could, because she said she didn't watch football last year either. She's on a morning show on ESPN, a sports network, where the number one sport is football.
It has
terrible ratings, and she's announcing that she will not watch football?
And then a day later,
they decide,
maybe we'll just move her to an NBA-type show.
Which is all she did anyway.
And by the way, the NBA treats women so much better than NFL players. And college football players, I'm sure.
And how much was she getting? $5 million?
$5 million. That's what I saw.
How much was Jamel Hill making?
$2.5 million. And
that is paying everybody off.
What is going? Wait, Michelle Beadle wasn't paid off though, isn't she still employed?
They made a show up for her.
Oh, okay.
Well, she was doing the NBA show.
Yeah, but this is a new show.
Oh.
This is a show that they didn't have.
Well, I don't think
why don't they just put her back on that one goofy show that she used to do?
Because they're paying her too much money. They're paying her too much money.
By the way, how does she get $5 million a year? I was reading about her today, and she had something on NBC that failed.
That's why she had leverage.
Her show got canceled.
She's a name.
$5 million a year?
A female name.
Do they pay all the good males $5 million?
I don't know, but there's a lot
of... Seriously, I don't know. I have no idea.
Gruden used to be the highest paid player at ESPN, or... personality ESPN, he had $6.5 million.
And he earned it.
And Gruden is worth just 20% more than Michelle Beadle.
Who are you gonna listen to?
How does she even get on television?
She got five a year?
Yeah.
That's what it said.
Who are you gonna listen to? John Gruden or Michelle Beadle?
Oh, sure.
Who would you prefer to listen to?
Without a doubt, Tom. But you're comparing apples and oranges.
That lost their job at ESPN. How many hundreds of people lost their jobs?
Yeah.
Since when is a television job not about producing revenue and making ratings?
Got me.
It is. That show was terrible. Those two did not get along at all.
I just don't. That's not a name. If you said that name, I wouldn't say that's somebody I want to hear their take on sports. Because she's a female, because I don't know.
I'd rather hear Christine Brennan. I know.
Well, but honestly,
Nancy Armour.
You know they're going to put a female on there, so what female?
I like Mary Carrillo.
Well, so I guess the idea is they're going to pay the female the same as the male that everyone counts on for opinions just because she's a female?
Is that what Greenberg gets?
No.
Oh,
I'm talking about John Gruden. I don't know what Greenberg... Oh, Greenberg's probably paid less.
I bet you Greeny makes a ton.
Yeah, I don't know. There's less than 300 people watching the show, which means about, what, half the people that listen to the Riff Morning Show?
Wow.
I'm not sure how they're coming up with all that dough. But Jemele Hill was bought out.
Yeah.
And she said she's leaving, and I was trying to figure out, how are you bought out if you're leaving?
Yeah.
Why would they pay you?
They're paying her because they got rid of her.
Yeah.
What's her new job?
I don't know. Whatever she wants.
She said she didn't want to do sports.
I think she's doing a production company or something like that. I think she's coming up with something on her own that she's going to do with another young girl, with another woman.
That was interesting, too. What show did she kill on ESPN?
Sports Center at 6.
Yeah, well,
that show didn't do well.
No, it did terrible.
They I don't know why they did that, but they did. They thought it was an experiment that failed.
Big time.
Yeah.
So what's her new job?
Well, they exiled her to the undefeated, but not. I think she's
no.
Gone.
I mean, she did she take a job when she left, or did she just leave?
She's done in September. She's done in September.
Alrighty.
Yep, but she's going to go do her own thing.
I forgot what I read. She said she's not doing sports.
We'll see. She did good for herself, Michigan girl, going out there.
Oh, she's done great.
Yeah.
Man, does she fight with people on Twitter?
Yeah, you know what? I give her credit for that. At least she fights. At least she's there, and she answers back.
Everything.
How many does she win?
Everything today is
who
just
wins?
Her going back.
A waste of time.
I don't know who. Nobody. You don't win. You
Stormy,
never win.
Stormy Daniels. It's funny looking at her Twitter. Is hilarious. She fights with people. She must spend all day fighting with people.
Did you see her new interview?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
She said Trump lasted 2 minutes. If she's generous.
Lasted 2 minutes.
Well, she did pretty well for those 2 minutes, I would say.
Oh, yeah, that's paid off.
How much money she made off those 2 minutes?
I mean, we all know her.
It was normal person sex, which for her to, wouldn't her version of normal be a little warped, maybe?
Yeah. I've seen her work.
How many details can you really give about 2 minutes? She said,
I've seen her
fully.
Work too, Brandon.
She left the hotel afterwards without any argument and insisted she never felt in danger. Not once did I ever feel like I was in any sort of physical danger. Well, nobody thinks you did or you were.
Well, she said that Trump's had some thug threaten her,
afterwards.
Even though she never told anyone until 10 years later.
We made fun of her because she took so little money, Kelly Roberts, who worked with Stormy Daniels in the porn industry, said. Ragging on her for the few dollars she got from Trump. Roberts later said Stormy Daniels stood out from others.
Why should she have gotten a penny?
Because it was offered to her to shut up.
I know, but the idea that she didn't get enough money. Although I agree, if he wanted to shut her up, he didn't pay her. And he should pay her like $200,000 a year for 10 years.
You can't make people shut up.
No, but if you pay them enough, you can.
Yeah,
because if they don't shut up, then you stop paying them. If you pay them all at
so
once, they've got
the installments.
Money. Yeah, that's what I would do.
It's like the lottery. When you hit the lottery, you get a little each year.
Yeah. Well, you can take it all at once,
but
those people run out of money real fast.
I'm sure they do. What's his name? You were telling me about what's his name that ran out of money. The guy that what did he get? $400,000 from?
The guy that got
he spent it all on drugs.
Oh yeah, the GoFundMe guy.
$1,000.
This guy got. He gave this girl who broke
$20,
down $20.
His last
$20. He was homeless. Yeah. And so she made a big to-do out of it. He was on the Today Show. She started a GoFundMe for him. He got $400,000.
Oh, I remember him.
And she says he spent $250,000 of it on drugs. Maybe not the whole amount, because she said she and her husband spent some of it gambling. But
so he's got $150 left, but they're not giving it to him.
They won't give it to him because she says he spends it all on drugs. So there's your GoFundMe.
Why do they get to choose what it goes towards?
I don't know.
GoFundMe.
I mean, if you're raising money for the guy and he wants to blow it on drugs, he gets to blow it on drugs.
Yeah.
Sorry. But ultimately, if they're the one that starts the fund, they're the one that cashes it in.
Well, that's a little misleading to the people.
That's why they spent money on gambling, too.
Well, it's another good GoFundMe, money well spent, obviously, along with how's the Michael Cohen Truth.com GoFundMe going, I wonder?
I'll look it up.
Lanny Davis, who was plugging it ad nauseum on TV, by the way, revealed today that he was the anonymous source behind the false story that Trump knew about the Trump Tower meeting in advance. And I don't know why he admitted that, but he did.
It's at 165,000.
Oh, good for Michael. Good for Lanny.
People want their money paid.
Oh, wait. He has
because of the story today.
He has to raise a half a million. People seriously want their money back?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
he has to raise $500,000 in order to get the money, right? Don't you have to raise the whole amount?
I don't know how GoFundMe works.
Oh.
All I know is they keep emailing me about Jerry's speed gun.
Yeah, how much are you making on that?
They want me to take action, and now I'm not taking action.
Did you get enough to get the speed gun?
Nope.
By the way, on 696 now, going east, you drive home on the new side of 696.
Oh.
So you drive home on the actual west side now.
Oh, that's exciting.
Because then now they're tearing up the east side, so... It's crazy over
Thanks
there.
Thanks for the traffic.
You're welcome. That's Jerry's neighborhood I'm driving through.
Imagine if you had to reattach your hand every time you used it.
Oh, God.
That'd be worse than driving on the wrong side of 696. Crazy thought, but it's like watching somebody with reading glasses. Put them on, take them off, then put them on, then they can't find them, and on it goes. Maybe you're tired of all that reading glasses business or regular glasses or contacts. They're two great ways to free yourself from all that ancient technology and be better off. By calling Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's leading and most experienced eye surgeon, if you're 40 or less, custom LASIK will change your life. Nearly 100% of patients get 20/20 vision or better. If you're 50 and beyond, multifocal lens implants are amazing. Read the tiniest print, see everything else with stunning precision, and never get cataracts. Nothing to fear. These surgeries take minutes. They're painless. My sister is getting multifocal lenses in a few weeks, and she's pumped. Get a free evaluation.
Come on, Patty!
I knew a drop was coming. Just call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or YaldoEyeCenter.com.
For God's sake, don't touch your eyes.
Is there a reason to open the Hall Financial Hotline, by the way, before I kick into the Hall commercial? Are we calling anyone today?
Let's do it anyway.
I thought Art was great, by the way, yesterday. Art Alexakis.
We never got a call back. Well, actually, we did get a call back, but when I answered, no one was there. The guy that was in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
Shooting a local guy.
Yeah, that was an interesting connection we made.
From Madison Heights.
One of our intense listeners.
We could still call England and apologize on behalf of another American acting rudely over there.
Yes, and I think that's an apology they'll accept. Anyway, the Hall Financial Hotline is open, and they are a big supporter of our podcast and the best place to get your mortgage. If you're buying a home, thinking about a refi, or you want to take cash out of your home, or anything to do with a home loan, call David Hall. Click the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage. Fill out the online form. There's no obligation to have your questions answered by David himself or one of his team members. You will never be handed off to a pushy salesperson. Call 248-308-5000 if you'd prefer to call. 248-308-5000. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you. Big reasons to call or click today. Home improvements. Shorten the term of your loan. Or if you want to buy a new home with a little money down, David and his team have all the programs you're looking for. Restrictions apply. A Michigan's licensed broker lender. NMLS number 1467435. Equal. Housing lender.
I found somebody that actually kept a job shorter than I did when I was signed in with Eli and the guys back in the day.
Oh.
Remember I lasted almost a day with
them? Yeah, what happened with that?
Well, we told that story on the air with Eli.
I remember Eli telling the story. I forgot why you left after a day.
I just didn't feel that was the right fit for me. And
what fits so badly?
I quit!
I just didn't feel comfortable there, that's all. I'm not talking about me. I just wanted to bring up another story.
Who made you uncomfortable?
Roberta Giacina.
I love Roberta Giacina.
Yeah, but she made you uncomfortable.
She did that day. She scared the shit out of me.
She yelled at Tom for sitting
at her
desk.
She came running from like the newsroom to the back because I was sitting at her desk, I guess. I didn't realize I was.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of put the cherry on the cake.
What'd she say?
Don't you know who I am? And she poked him in the chest.
I don't remember what she said.
Looking down at him.
Basically, she just said, get the hell out of
here. Don't you know who I am?
So one harsh
word.
She
said, you're in my fucking desk, and she grabbed my scruff of the neck.
Look at me when I'm talking to you!
Oh, she didn't just seen into that one.
So anyway, that day I had called JR back and said, hey, would you take me back and give me the money that I'm missing, blah, blah.
After you'd left JR?
Yeah, that next day I called JR right from the WWJ studios. And talked to the program director, and I said, hey, Steve, it was Steve Stewart at the time. I'm like, Steve, I want to come back. But he's laughed at me. He's like, Tommy, you just started at the new job. We all wished you well. We love you. We want you to do well. I'm saying, I just don't want to be here. Can I come back, but can I have the money I used to get when I worked on the FM?
He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, drop to your knees. He would have
sounds like you thought you were negotiating.
I negotiated the money that I lost when the Planet 96.3 folded.
Yeah.
Remember I used to do Johnny in the Morning?
Yeah.
So that folded, and so I lost my money from there.
Right.
So I negotiated that money.
Maybe the worst negotiator I've ever
seen.
How did you do that?
He accepted.
And he knew you wanted to leave your new job.
Yeah, well, He let me. And he said, come on back.
It was a I went
back the next day. They had a cake for me. They had balloons.
This guy can't negotiate his way out of a paper bag.
That's not why I brought it
Two
up.
Two jobs in one week?
Yes.
Two parties in 1 week?
In 1 week.
At the same station?
When you called him, you said, you miss me yet? Things falling apart there? Been gone 1 day.
Why didn't they give you more money when you said you were going to leave?
He allowed me. He gave me the money.
Get him out of here.
With decisions like that, he's still running the place, right?
No, he left.
Oh, it's crazy.
Did anyone say go home to mommy?
No one said that.
To your mom, darling.
So Robert Ayers gets hired yesterday by the Lions, gets signed. He's this linebacker from Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. They cut him already today.
I like the other story better.
I know, but I brought it up for this reason. So now people are saying, of course they cut him because they're going to sign Khalil Mack from the Raiders, who was supposed to be in town yesterday, Brandon.
Yeah, I saw Dan Leach tweet out. He talked to the limo driver who drove Khalil Mack to the Lions headquarters or whatever.
Which was horseshit.
Oh, I was on Twitter yesterday.
Wait, a limo driver made that up?
The fake limo driver made up the fake story,
What happened. I jumped on Twitter, and everybody's making these jokes or doing something about a limo driver. Like, what the hell's going on? I finally find the source of it, and everybody's just panning this guy for using a limo driver
as a source. He used it as a source on Twitter. Who gives a shit? That's entertaining as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, you should tweet something out now, Tom.
Oh, it was
like,
fun.
Talk to the pizza delivery guy. Tom Brady's in town.
I have no problem with
that. People buy into it. It's their fucking
fault. Back in the day,
we've
done all of that. Do you remember the helicopter story? We're talking about Ken Wisenhunt. Do you remember Ken Wisenhunt was supposed to be the Lions head coach?
Yeah.
And they were following him at the airport where his plane was going to take off, and he wound up in San Diego. I remember that.
Yeah.
So it happened all the time is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
It was fun
story. I do enjoy that dude, by the way.
Leach, he's insane. He's utterly insane.
You ever see his pictures? Every picture of Dan Leach, he's got this huge, wide-open mouth smile.
He's nuts.
I don't know the guy well, but he seems like a great dude.
So he takes.
Yeah, you two should get a room, you know.
Jeez, Tom.
He takes limos everywhere.
No, he doesn't take limos everywhere. Just reports on him.
How's he know all these limo drivers?
You can talk to people and not have to use their.
I didn't know 97.1 got limos for their talent. That's
obviously
pretty cool.
Yeah, who does he think he is, Alan Allman?
I can't believe how many people picked that up.
Why did Alan Allman get a limo?
He drove it.
Mr. Allen.
That was his way of escaping without anybody knowing who he was.
He did a limo run on his way to work and on his way home to make extra money and just said that he got the limo run. He climbed into the back seat.
People were like, you're Alan Allman. He's like, no, I'm just a limo driver.
What a great gig.
What a great guy. So do you know one of my customers? And I can't remember who it is.
Oh, no plug.
He was at one of Alan Allman's producers, and he had great stories for us. So I'm gonna put the bat signal out right now. Whoever's listening, whoever was my customer that was the Alan Allman producer that had these stories, give me a call.
How do we not know about this?
I know.
Now.
I forgot to tell you.
Oh, I hear Alan Allman coming.
Did he show you pictures of Alan? And were you
No,
I don't want to see him.
He did not.
Oh, listen to that voice.
I love the show.
Of course you did.
I did.
My name is Alan Allman, and it's the Witching Hour.
Yeah.
The witching out.
So there are women that get off just from hearing this music.
Yeah.
It's like Pavlovian.
Yep. They're soaping up
right
now.
The thing about Alan Allman's cock.
Then it's not Alan Allman. It's the song.
Wrap it up for a Monday night.
That's it. Midnight.
Turn out the lights.
It's the witching out.
Producer tonight has been Lisa Martinico.
Is that your customer
tonight with Jerry Martin?
Is that
Jerry
Martin?
I want you to stay tuned for After Hours with Dick Schaffer.
Dick Schaffer,
the music of Journey.
I think this guy lied to you, Tom.
No, he didn't.
Jerry Martin played for the Cubs for a while.
Not again, that Jerry Martin.
Yeah, same guy.
To thank you very, very much for spending this time with me tonight.
He went to the Alan Allman Show to the Cubs.
Being there when I need you.
Let's do it.
And to thank you for just being you. For those of you in the lounge this evening.
In the lounge.
How hard is this guy talking? He's getting himself hard. That's all he's doing.
That's great. That's great.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
What was it? It was 100.3 at the time, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
I love those jingles.
Amen. It's strange, too, that because I remember when I got here and people were telling me what a star this guy was, did the show at... He got himself hard, and all the women got excited, too. He was hard from talking
in such a low voice. You have a Chicago guy like this?
I don't recall one, but that he got a limo to work every day and a limo home, and nobody knew what he looked like. It was a big mystery. And the thing I couldn't figure out is that night radio has like 1/10 the audience that afternoon. I mean, the audience literally just dives off a cliff. And I couldn't figure out, how does a night guy get paid that kind of money and draw audience? I mean,
he had an audience.
That sure is a mystery.
He had an audience.
So people would skip primetime television to listen to Alan Allman.
I guess so.
Get himself
hard.
Let's
see your penis.
I liked when he tucked you in at night.
Ew.
No, it's kind of gross. Once you see
hashtag
him, too.
Me too.
He was huge, though.
Alan Allman with Pillow Talk. And this is for the child in you.
Ew.
And the child in me tonight. This is Make-A-Wish.
Listen to this.
Fun little thing we do about this time.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
And it's so easy. It really is. It's so simple. All you have to do is close your eyes. Well,
close your eyes, Drew.
Close your eyes and repeat after me. Starlight.
Starlight.
Oh, come on.
Twinkle,
star
twinkle,
bright.
Little
star.
Star bright.
First star I see tonight.
First star I see tonight.
Wish I may. Wish I might.
Wish I might.
Have this wish.
Have this wish.
I wish tonight.
I wish tonight.
Now go ahead. Make a wish.
Go ahead, Drew.
Okay. Wishing Alan Allman wasn't hard.
Wish he'd blow a load and move on.
I'm wishing he was refracting.
And just like that.
There it is.
Just like that.
No,
your
you're
dream,
still hard.
Your wish and your heart's desire, I promise you,
hoo-ah,
will come true.
Oh.
Oh.
Great stuff.
Is that stupid?
How ridiculous. Well,
Mark, it really isn't stupid. It was a great stupid show.
Thank you very much. This is Detroit's nicest rock. Dearborn, Detroit. It's 11 o'clock. And I want to welcome you with open arms to the third hour of Alan Allman's Pillow Talk.
I know. If I had a pussy, if you ran a shit, I'd be like squirting.
What, he's on 9 to midnight? That's even less audience than 7 to midnight. I thought he was on 7 to midnight.
3 hours for that shit.
Sometimes I would just be driving, and I would just keep driving.
Drive off the road because all
driving,
your blood
is
in your sweet penis.
Yeah, that's it.
Because you fell asleep.
Oh, that is really bizarre.
How come I'm sending blood to your sweet penis right now?
That's a lost break by Alan Allman.
Without the processing.
How come I'm sending blood to your sweet penis right now?
It's him talking to a caller, I guess.
Zot 59 Dodge Ram and Zot M 59 Dodge Ram and Zot M 59 Chrysler Jeep continues to rock the deals in the D summer clearance event.
Wait!
During their summer clearance event, you can lease the new completely redesigned 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, which is $248 a month. The Ram Bighorn is the number one selling half-ton truck in Detroit. You can lease it for $248 a month at Zot M 59 Dodge Ram. And if you want to know about Jeep, well, during Zot M 59 Chrysler Jeep summer clearance event, you can lease a loaded 18 Jeep Cherokee for $199 a month. The Cherokee has heated seats, all-wheel drive, backup camera, CarPlay, plus much, much more. It can be yours for $199 a month. Check out the ridiculous summer clearance event specials and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Somebody asked Maz if your own private key for key is still going on.
Of course, it always is.
Bumper cars.
But the other people there, there's no more key for key.
Oh, they don't get that.
Really? That's is that specialty. Kind of your niche there?
It is.
Key for key?
It's the specialty over there in my cubicle.
When is it not key for key, by the way? Because if you're trading in a car, it seems to me there's always a key for key trade.
Exactly.
But when you're not, some people don't trade in cars. Just buy a new one.
That's true.
Like when you buy Lily a car.
I'm still working. You know, I'm still working on that, right?
But there is a time when you cannot trade a key for a key.
There is a time when you don't have a trade, yes.
No, I mean, if you have a car that you want to turn in, there is a time when you can't do it because there's no key-for-key exchange available.
Yeah, not for the other salespeople, just for me.
What if it has a fob?
Fob? Yeah, I'll do a fob
do a
for a
key
fob.
For fob deal?
I will. I'll do a fob for a fob, a key for a fob, whatever you want to do.
I had a real key.
Fascinating
for the,
business.
I had a real key for that red van, that mysterious red
van.
Yeah,
that was weird. You could roll the windows down.
Think about this. It blew Charlotte's mind. Like how the key worked, because the other two cars have fobs.
Would you turn?
Yeah, makes sense.
Turn it one button. Turn it one. Oh, I see.
Yeah, well, the Lincoln and the Edge.
Did she like the Transit van?
Depends who you ask. She asked me today, is that van going to be gone soon?
Oh, she doesn't like it anymore?
Yeah, but every time...
my car, but I bought it for
every
her.
Time I move it, she likes to stand in the back and run around and shoof off in it. She loves that thing. I don't know how someone could not love a Transit van. It's a blast to drive.
I had fun driving it, too.
They're fun, man.
In his Aerosmith van.
I haven't sold one yet. I've got to sell a Transit.
I live in a van down by the river.
If anybody needs a Transit van, call Tom.
Come on.
But it was just weird. So then I started thinking of things that she's not ever going to realize existed, like keys.
Like radio?
Yeah.
And urban legends?
What do you mean?
That's one that I'm bummed out about. Urban legends. Everything can be disproven online.
That's right.
Everything.
Yeah, but now there's just new conspiracy theories.
That's Lily's conspiracy.
Lily's all into Lily's Mandela Project or whatever.
Yeah, but
it's
if
called.
She actually, you know, searched that pretty reputable site, she'd find out.
Abby
that
hit me with one the other day out of the blue, and I can't remember which one she hit me with.
Conspiracy theory?
Yeah, she hit me with a new one.
Wow.
Who Alan Almond was?
No, they don't know who Alan Almond was.
There was some fascinating subject matter she was reading about. I have to admit, I was intrigued.
Fake!
I was intrigued. It was the one that strange.
They're not conspiracy theories. It's misremembering.
Well, it's the way
scale.
You remember a product, yeah. And then today it's not the same. Yeah, that's the Mandela.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of fun to look at the visuals when somebody puts up a whole bunch of them and you go through them and you think, oh yeah, I thought Fruit Loops was spelled this way. It turns out it's spelled that way.
Well, it is weird with the internet how something like the. The World Trade Center was done by the government. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to find out how many people actually want to believe stuff like that.
The QAnon. Did you ever watch the Jim Jeffries show I was telling you about where he interviewed four QAnons?
No, it sounded really funny, though.
It's really great because they start arguing with each other about the conspiracy theories. It makes no sense. Can't even get on the same page. But basically, everybody, the world's run by like the same 10 people, and they need to be
shut up, conspiracy theorists.
Oh, the Bilderberg group, or maybe the
Illuminati.
Yeah, the Illuminati.
People love that
skulls
stuff.
And bones.
But interestingly enough, it was all of Trump's enemies that they listed off in the piece.
Oh, what's the back in the day on the dollar bill? It's got the triangle.
That's Illuminati.
Yeah, the Abbey. That was one of Abbey's.
Lilies.
Lilies. Sorry,
there was something else. No, there was something else back in the day. And it's still today. There's guys that are members of this group.
The Masons?
Masons, yes.
That's a real thing. Yeah. The Masons exist.
The Freemasons.
Yeah, the Stonecutters.
Yeah, them.
The Turd Cutters.
Maz always brings something completely different and unique to the show, I have to say, including today you had the letter from, whose school is that?
That was from St. Joan of Arc, our parish.
And what a bummer to have to write a letter about this.
And it was from Monsignor.
It was about the Pope?
It was. Pope.
Our
Pope's. Yeah, the Pope's letter.
It wasn't really about the... Oh, was it the Pope's letter?
It was. Yeah, they were talking about how the Pope described what happened in Pennsylvania with the Catholic Church and the priests and the disgrace that's going on over there.
Each parish basically is doing that.
They've got to do it. They have to do it.
They should do it.
Damage control.
Bullshit.
It is. No, it is damage control, just like anyone else controlled. But it is a strange thing to me that this happens over and over and over. And in this case, I don't know if you saw the investigative reporter,
Attorney General?
It's the Attorney General. Yeah. This is a two-year investigation, 22 grand jurors, and they believe there's 400 priests, but they can only corroborate 300 priests who raped children, and they lied to law enforcement. The parents were encouraged to, or discouraged from telling anyone. All of this is written down by the church and kept in secret files. Yeah. And
the question is, how high did it go?
Well, the Vatican knew about it.
Yeah.
That's what he said this morning.
Yeah, who in the Vatican?
Well, if the Vatican know, I mean, would you really think they wouldn't tell the Pope about a scandal where they have 300 pedophile priests?
I don't know.
No, he has to. He
would know.
He's the Pope.
Well, cardinals and bishops were involved. Cardinals and bishops were involved in the molestation, including this one cardinal that the Pope's being accused of knowing about for 5 years, abuser of altar boys and seminarians. And I don't know. It's interesting because, I was joking, but not completely joking about how if Penn State had a pedophile coach every few years, would it not be such a big deal?
No, I think it would still be a big deal.
But this is a church.
I know. There's a lot bad. What happened in Boston years ago and they did the movie?
Same thing.
Yeah. And that was 3 years ago.
Same time frame.
It's unbelievable.
The question is, I wonder how much has been happening in these last 3 years. Because, you know, just based on numbers, it is somewhere.
Of course.
Well, the cover,
hopefully they bust them and instead of moving them around. That's what's bad about it.
Apparently so many of these, they worked so hard to avoid the statute of limitations. A lot of these guys, they can't do anything. There's nothing they can do.
I know, but the church could do something. They could totally go through everything and any question, turn it over to the authorities, and kick them out of the fucking church.
Correct.
Period.
Right. They're out.
Period.
Well, this McCarrick guy, booted him out, but the claim was that he's known about him for 5 years.
Period.
I know. But will they face the judgment that you know, all these Penn State people face, that these Michigan State people face? I don't know. It doesn't really seem like they're picking on the people individually.
I think you hear about it less. Because it's the church. Well, that's my opinion on it.
Look, a lot of the anger towards Nassar, he was in court.
No, not Nassar. I mean, all the people that supposedly knew or should have done something are, I mean, those people.
Yeah, no, they should be gone.
But I don't hear people ripping the Pope or ripping the Cardinals or the bishops by name.
They're out there. Yeah, but getting far more media coverage.
Well, it gets media coverage, but I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot of apologists. And it's okay to be an apologist.
Yeah, I don't think there's as much, as bad as it sounds, I don't think there's as much anger at the church as there is what happened at MSU and what happens at other places. I think they're giving them almost a free pass.
What's interesting about that is I really feel like a lot of it has to do with who it is and the fact that, you know, whether it's Joe Paterno, he won a lot of football
games. High profile.
So, yeah, it's like, oh, well, look what that asshole did.
Yeah. Of course it does.
Do you think my team's ass for years and
Urban Meyer?
I'm going to throw this out there. Do you think it also has to do with the fact that what did Nassar really do for anybody positive? But there are people in the church that think that it does a lot of good.
I don't think anybody.
I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit.
I mean,
anybody accepts raping children and covering for the people and talking them out of telling their parents or talking their parents out of prosecuting. I don't think anybody's impressed by that.
That's not what I'm saying. I don't think anybody's accepting that, but they're fearful of tearing the whole thing down, just like equating it to Ohio State. The good Urban Meyer does there is win, so they're fearful of tearing it down. When the fact of the matter is, they can get rid of the people that covered it up, like Urban Meyer or whoever, and they would still be Ohio State, whereas the church could get rid of the people that covered up and move priests around, and they would still be fine and do a lot of good.
They can keep all those people in the church, and the church will survive.
Oh, yeah.
The church is it's a
and
business.
Ohio State is going to survive.
They could get rid of them all, and the church would survive.
Yeah,
that's
they could.
My point. They would thing would happen in Ohio State. They could get rid of them, and Ohio State would still thrive.
Are these priests, the ones that are guilty, are they older? Or are they new priests coming in?
Older.
Let these new guys come in. Let get rid of those guys.
Why don't you let them date?
That's another story.
I mean, it's so weird the different sects of like Christianity. You have your ones with, you know, the Catholic where they abstinent, they don't have sex.
Right.
And then you look at some of the other ones where they have 150 kids each, the pastors, the priests.
They should allow them to marry for a totally different reason. Pedophiles are pedophiles, and then they become priests. Becoming a priest doesn't make you a pedophile. They look for the route so they can be the fucking monsters.
But if they could marry, maybe it wouldn't attract those kind of people. Maybe it wouldn't be as...
They're not into that. A lot of them aren't into that.
They're weird.
They're going for the routes for them to commit their crime. They're miswired well before they become priests. Miswired well before they become Dr. Nassar. Becoming a doctor isn't what, you know, he found a route to do what he wanted.
It's the vow of celibacy, though. If somebody's with another person, you would think they're less likely to be a pedophile.
It's not necessarily.
I make my ass very available.
Facts don't really weigh out that
way. I don't know what the marriage rates are for pedophiles. I don't know that much about it.
Nassar was married?
Yeah.
And he could have been another kind of doctor, but he chose to be a doctor that worked with young athletes so he could do what he wanted to fucking do.
Well, you think he was like that from the get-go?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, I'm sure he had those urges when he was a teenager.
Well, the church should tell the police when this happens.
Without a doubt. Everybody
should. Tell the police. And, you know,
and those priests
poor kids are the ones that got screwed.
They're out. If you can't put them in jail or whatever, then you take... You take their livelihood away, their life.
And to the point about spotlighting Boston happening.
They're raping kids. They're raping children.
But if you can't get them to go, if you can't get them in jail, at least get them out of the church.
I think to Tom's point, what you're saying is, you know, you have new leadership.
Yeah.
They should have, when Spotlight and when Boston happened, gone through and said, any of these allegations, anybody that moved around, you're fucking out of here.
They're out.
And zero tolerance policies, probably.
Well, now in the United States, we were leading the way with that, the U.S. division of the Catholic Church.
Yeah, but they don't have a zero tolerance policy worldwide.
It's absurd.
Which is insane. I can't believe they had a non-zero tolerance policy for a long time, and some people supported keeping that.
Yeah, no, dumb.
Oh, it's bizarre.
A lot of wackos out there.
Did you read the story on the wacko that shot up Jacksonville Madden?
Yeah, that was he lost the game.
Yeah.
Got pissed.
But of course he lost.
Yeah, he lost.
About his background and...
No, I didn't hear about that.
The parents of David Katz, of course we now have to know this loser's name, they've been desperate to get him treatment because nothing has worked. They enrolled him in public and private schools. They even sent him to Utah for therapeutic wilderness school for teens. You know, to get him away.
Lost kid.
To get him, you know, straightened out. Well, he's vastly mentally ill. David would go days without bathing. He would play video games until 4 a.m. on school nights. He would walk around the house in circles, according to the judge in 2010.
Jesus.
That oversaw him. He was failing in all his classes at Hammond High. He was unresponsive to school teachers, uncooperative with school psychotherapists, counselors, and was extremely hostile towards his mother. He once punched a hole through his mother's bedroom door to retrieve the video game controller she had taken from him.
Man.
He's a video game
addict. Are one pathetic loser.
Now, why? How old is he? 24?
Yeah.
So he could have bought his own system now. But I wonder, at that point.
Oh, he dropped out of college.
Did you just disconnect everything when he's under your roof?
Man.
He purchased the two-hand.
The whole thing about the story that kills me is when you see how many kids play video games for 7-8 hours a day, is it really surprising that some kid lost his mind over video games?
It's not surprising.
No, because of the number of people that play it.
Right, not in this day and age.
I'd go on binges when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Though. You know, if I was on vacation, summer vacation or something, I did spend a lot of time outside, but every once in a while, I'd go and I'd binge for 8 hours straight on a game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
is that healthy for a kid, though? Really?
I don't think it's healthy for anybody to binge like that. If you sit and watch Netflix for that long, I don't know if that's terribly healthy.
I had an NFL game I used to play. I really got stuck on this NFL game for a long time. I don't remember exactly how long it was, but I just remember I couldn't wait to get home from work to play this game.
That's me and FIFA Mobile right now, man. I can't wait to get the new update.
I used to play. Remember Strat-O-Matic baseball?
Oh, yeah.
I was so hooked on that damn game. I wasted a whole summer on that damn game. Well, we all did.
You want to hear more about this loser?
Yeah.
His dad, we talked about a little bit about it yesterday. He was an engineer who designed electronics for NASA spacecrafts. And his mom was Dr. Elizabeth Katz, who worked as a toxicologist for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Wow.
So very affluent. And they still couldn't help this
father
loser.
Didn't want him to be treated. The mother complained to the father.
Is he an only child?
From being treated.
No, he had a brother. 12 years old, he was taking something called Risperdal, antipsychotic drug to treat schizophrenia and bipolar disorder.
Wow.
He missed school, resisted treatment, sometimes curling into a ball. Why didn't Steve Tasker ask him about all this?
Oh, poor Steve Tasker. I can't get over poor Steve Tasker.
His father said the boy would appear to be looking right through you. In April of 2006, he locked himself in his mother's Volkswagen Jetta to avoid an appointment with a therapist.
Ugh.
A raft of psychologists and counselors offered varied opinions on his behavior over the years in court records. One therapist described 12-year-old David Katz as suffering a psychotic crisis.
Hey, Brandon, can you rewind? We want to watch that story. The guy selling Aretha T-shirts at the memorial. That's classy.
Oh, I know.
We should go get one.
Sure, there was one shot of the funeral. It looked like a radio station was set up. I couldn't find
a superstation.
No, I think I'm not going to say what one is because I'm not sure if they were there or not. Just wrapping this up. During his teenagers, the boy was in custody of his mother. Court records show that they had a fraught relationship. She called the police on him in February of 2009, his father said in court records. The court record includes a transcript of the 911 call. He's sitting here wrestling with the cable cord to the TV. I've had enough with this child. He's been abusive for over 2 years, his mother told the dispatcher. 4 months later, the son called the police on his mother, according to the transcript of that call. Quote,
Well, I was trying to watch TV and she came in and tried to cut the cord because she thought I wasn't being fair to my brother or something, he told the dispatcher. Then I, like, stood in her way.
Called 911 on his mother.
Yeah. Then I, like, stood in her way, and she just came in with, like, scissors, and I, like, took the scissors, and then she came with a knife.
What's the brother up to?
I don't, scissor, you know, me timbers!
They don't say anything about the brother.
Is that, I wonder if that's accurate at all.
What?
Oh, that the mother came with a knife. Oh. She took away the scissors.
Maybe she was protecting herself.
If she's what?
You're probably right. Herself.
Yeah, could be.
What do you do with it? That's your kid, man. What do you do?
Hi, mommy.
I mean, what do you do?
I don't know, Tom.
Yeah, can you put him in a, like, can you pull a Rose Kennedy? Can you pull a Joe Kennedy?
Lobotomizer?
Yeah, can you lobotomize
him? I think you lobotomize a kid. I mean, you work for the Kennedys.
Done the Kennedy.
Here's what you do.
Visit once every 2 years, and no muss, no fuss.
Why'd they do it again to the, what was her name again?
She was excitable, and they thought
she was going to step out a little.
She's also very curvy, and they thought she might be a whore because she was real, she didn't think she was very smart.
Well, this can't happen now.
You get a boat, like a small little boat.
Get some swinging dicks around Rosemary, and Rosie, have a lot of problems.
We got to send you in just for a little procedure.
Just a little adjustment, and hopefully... get that noggin working a little better.
Just take a boat, like a little row, like a one with a small engine, put the video game on there, and he starts playing it. Then you start the engine, and it just goes out into the ocean. And then 8 hours later, when he's done playing, he'll realize there's nothing around him. He dies.
Okay, but Mark, really?
Pretty simple.
It's your kid.
Yeah, but he's punched a hole in my door.
When you have a kid like that.
I didn't
teach
you
your flesh and blood.
Suggest something is ludicrous. I can't even fucking.
You like my idea?
He's a loser. Don't raise a total loser.
I know. He's obviously.
That'd be my advice.
He wasn't all there, man. Yeah. He wasn't all there.
I know.
Yeah, it sounds like the dad needed to, you know, give in and get some help.
Yeah.
I don't know. This country doesn't care.
How many
about
people died? Three?
At all.
Not really.
Three? No. Thank God it was that little. Thank God it was that little. But the Jacksonville kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks to the guy that laid on the kids. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he laid on top of two kids so they wouldn't get shot.
Oh, boy.
According to him. But, yeah.
I heard.
Pretty cool.
I watched an incredible true crime story today on Investigation ID. Investigative ID.
I wonder if Demi Lovato saw it, too.
She's into true crime, isn't she? You want to take care of that? And I will.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll tell this amazing, amazing story.
You're not going to forget it, are you?
No.
All right.
No.
We also have the Aretha thing queued up.
And you have and you have This Day in Rock for today?
I'll bring it up.
Okay.
We haven't been doing it lately.
Those are the worst teases. Very unprofessional teases. But hey,
they're,
you know,
show
what's
meeting
cool?
Teases.
My NKZ rules. I got a Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln, and it's a great time to buy or lease a Lincoln during the Lincoln Summer Sales Event.
I keyed it. Abe Lincoln.
I keyed it today. I'm
where
my
it's
way
fob
in.
For fob over there. If you're coming off a Ford or a Lincoln lease right now, you can save up to $5,000.
I don't even have keys at Lincoln. They just think, start my car.
Exactly. That's why they rule. Thanks for helping with the read, Tom. You're coming around.
It's okay.
If you're on an A or an X-Plan conquest or renewal buyer, there are great savings on reserve baggage cars featuring great options like Bliss, that's the blind spot monitoring, and navigation. As for the Navigator, a J.D. Power study calls it the most appealing vehicle of 2018 with the highest score in the last 6 years. Drew and Mike listeners, all you need to do is to call Jimmy D for all the particulars. He knows every car on the lot. He can break down them all for you, tell you what's going fast, how he can line up the perfect MKZ sedan or the MKX SUV just for you. Call Jimmy D at 855-567-STAR or email him at jimmyd@starlincoln.com. Lincoln is a star among American luxury cars, and that's why Hoot named a dealership just that. Star has been Detroit's premier Lincoln dealership since Hoot opened it 50 years ago. They know what they're doing. I love my MKZ. You're going to love the same. So call Jimmy D. Get on the team, just like Righteous Rick, Eli, and myself.
Righteous Rick's going to go to Star Lincoln.
Why is Layla all over you all of a sudden?
I don't know. She's digging
you, Trudy. That's a treat chair.
Yeah, she's digging me today. I brought her down the
where's
stairs.
Where's the horn?
Let's see the update on urethra.
It's like quite an event casket. For the people in charge of Aretha's last appearance to the world, O'Neill Swanson from Swanson's Funeral Home, where they prepared Swanson? Rosa Parks, sent Coleman Samsonite. Young, says that
look at those
Aretha
t-shirts.
Is a different kind of honor.
Aretha was just the soul of Detroit. And I mean, her melodious voice and her message, especially during the turbulent time of the 60s, I think really impacted the city and a nation and the world.
Each person
that's a good eulogy
Aretha
from the funeral.
Red dress.
How much did he pay to get that
heels,
funeral?
A gentle smile on her face as she lies in a gold-plated casket.
She's smiling?
In repose.
Yeah. She is royal. She's the queen. Her music will live forever.
As they enter the rotunda, they get a special program and a flyer. Those official mementos are treasures indeed, but when the crowds leave the rotunda,
souvenir t-shirts.
15, 2 for 25.
What?
The Queen of Soul.
Wow. There's
what kind
also
of t-shirts
were treasure
those?
Being bartered and tendered.
Well, I purchased my t-shirt, and as you go into the building, they give you this.
I just love this. It's a keepsake for me.
I have this book when she did the inauguration for President Obama. It has
Wait. She brought this, or did she just buy it?
She wanted to get an autograph from Aretha.
That's what I was wondering, Tom. Did she?
I agree.
Aretha was signing stuff in her casket.
I think
wait,
so.
Why would you bring it with you?
How tacky is this shit? People are selling T-shirts outside while she lies in state. Are you kidding me?
Who's allowing it?
T-shirt time.
It's a free market.
I don't know.
It's a free market.
This book when she did the,
are people selling John McCain crap too?
President Obama. It has a free bonus CD with our number one hits.
Why did you bring that with you?
Which I can't wait to get home to play.
For a lucky few,
okay, cool.
One last gift from Swanson's. A Swarovski crystal keychain with a hologram. Of the queen.
It's a Swarovski.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Are you giving these to the crowd as well?
We're not. These are.
These are going to end up in the trash.
Yeah, those are really special for the family. They did say that once the family gets one, they will likely give the rest of those to people in the crowd. I think they had about 5,000 of those. This one is truly a collector's item, though.
Spin a wheel or something to see who gets to keep them?
Incredible history.
It's like Aretha Fest.
I think probably the folks who will be here tomorrow are hoping that they definitely get those pressures rolling again overnight.
Are you kidding? You got to be kidding me.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
There didn't seem to be any judgment about the whole T-shirt thing. She implied that that's normal.
Look at that. Jesse Jackson live in studio.
Well.
For tomorrow at 6.
I'm kind of psyched. It's terrible, but okay, I'm not psyched. I'm going to watch the funeral on TV.
Really?
I know that's ridiculous.
Look at me. I'm looking for the trash can.
You're pumped up for all those politicians speaking?
I want to see Brenda Jones' speech. I want to see Dennis Archer's speech. I'm sure he's going to have a very edgy speech.
No one has ever said, I want to see Brenda Jones' speech.
No, I'm not going to any depressing shit like that. Too sensitive.
Come on.
Wonder's performing.
Oh, that's
Wonder
cool.
And Hudson. Why is Fantasia? How did she make the cut
what?
For this? Yeah, Fantasia.
Fantasia's in town?
Yes, Fantasia is in town performing at the funeral.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fantasia. Did they get that guy to introduce
him? We should call him because he blew us off.
Yeah, Maz, why won't that guy talk to us?
Alan Roach?
I'm calling him right
yes.
now.
Call Alan Roach back.
Please call him.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Fantasia.
Ask him why he's not at this funeral.
Thanks for listening to the
podcast. Alan Roach?
Yeah. Shouldn't he be announcing his funeral?
Uh-oh.
This guy somebody's never picks up his phone.
What happened?
Would it go straight to voicemail?
We'll find out.
Wait, what?
What are you doing?
On the Hall Financial Hotline.
You're getting a thanks for listening to the podcast.
Why? What did
he's
I do?
He's already suggested that the announcer be there.
Oh.
So there's Fantasia.
I didn't hear that.
Exactly.
Why were we originally going to call him?
Alan Roche?
Oh, wait.
See if he knows Fantasia.
I think it was the Super Bowl. Was it the Super Bowl announcements?
Ladies and gentlemen, Fantasia.
Fantasia.
He's got a deeper...
Ladies and gentlemen, Fantasia.
Something fancy. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Leave a message after the tone.
But none of that here. Just leave a message after the tone. Take as much time as you'd like.
He hates
and
us.
I will get back to you.
Does.
Please be sure to leave an email address or a phone number. Thank you.
That's the best outgoing message ever.
At the tone, please record your message.
He's
when
at
you have
every
finished
Super
recording,
Bowl.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Alan.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
It's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. We've been trying to call you. Obviously, you hate us. Or if it's not commerce, you don't call people back.
Tom will pay you if you call.
We're still trying. We're trying to guilt you into calling us.
I'm a big fan of yours, though.
And we just want to hear that wheelbarrow testicle voice of yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fantasia.
That voice.
There it is. Yeah. See, how many radio shows do you know that are celebrating the incredible resonance of your voice? Come on, Alan. Get with it.
And we have the Aretha funeral here.
It's the 10-year anniversary of Fantasia, of you saying that about Fantasia.
And she's performing at the Aretha funeral.
Yeah.
Not that that's a connection that would make you call back. But
ladies and gentlemen, Aretha.
Anyway, good luck to you, Alan.
See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fantasia.
You ever think about doing radio?
Fantasia. Fantasia. Is that the key to maybe slow your voice down towards the end?
Ask Alan Alda.
Fantasia. Fantasia.
Fantasia.
Does he kind of, slow himself down? Fantasia. Aretha Franklin. Fantasia.
Starlight. Start right.
He actually stops short.
Yeah, you just have to talk really
himself
slow.
Down too soon. Fantasia.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fantasia.
Fantasia.
Perform God Save the Queen. Please welcome multi-platinum performer, Brit Awards, and Grammy Award winner, Joss Stone.
Joss Stone.
Gentlemen.
Joss Stone.
Please welcome the 2001 NHL All-Star.
Whoa. Too much energy there.
And now, let's meet the Pro Bowl players from the National Football Conference. From the Arizona Cardinals, wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald, Fitzlarry.
Safety Adrian
Pull
Wilson.
That dumb joke out.
Defensive lineman Darnell Dockett. From the Atlanta Falcons.
He peaks with Fantasia.
Matt Ryan.
That name is perfect for him.
Yeah. Fantasia. Did you watch the Old Man Show on CBS?
I did watch part of it.
They did this story on.
Did McCain die Saturday night?
Yeah, they did the.
McCain just blew out all the news. I was so bummed. It's like, does he have to just blow out everything?
But the story after that was that Don LaFontaine, the In a World guy, does all the voiceover. He's dead now. And all I can think of is what a great gig that was for him.
What did he do?
He did all the voiceovers for movie trailers.
Yeah. Oh.
The In a World Where a Man.
Oh, yeah, okay. Where's Ernie Anderson, the Love Boat?
Is this him?
It might be a faker.
Damn it!
God damn it.
I don't know, but I just... They kept showing him, like, walking into the studio and... I thought he was putting more into it than he really needed to because the camera was there.
Oh, yeah.
Without a single unified
And he was taking a limo?
Has been left was he really? What, he and Allman get limos?
Apparently, if you've got Big Balls voice, you get to take a limo everywhere.
What about Ernie Anderson? There's got to be some Ernie Anderson audio on there. You know who Ernie Anderson is, don't you, guys? He's the voice of a million radio stations.
Oh, I probably know
and
his voice.
And the voice of The Love Boat on ABC. The Love Boat.
I'll definitely know his voice.
Grab your joystick or grab onto your joystick?
Probably says grab onto, but I just like to edit stuff just to make sure.
It's like a documentary on
him. In a world.
Nice guy, yeah.
I was started off initially as a recording engineer and editor, then I wound up being a film editor, then I wound up being
big block letters and all that.
Boring.
No, it was really boring, yet I watched the whole thing.
I could definitely watch that.
Not that, but the one on CBS.
Mama. Ever in the movie event 18
gotta find
years
some Ernie
in the
Anderson.
Making. Reno 911, Miami.
This guy knows how to do 1 degree, 2 degrees more.
He knows how to read. And he's got a great voice.
They can just do one thing. I love doing action films like I did
Terminator
2.
Why is there a breakdown of how he reads it?
Documentary on a voice guy? Really?
Layla's now barking at me.
Layla, Maz does not have treats. Layla was bad today. I was outside weeding in front of the house, believe it or not.
Did you run?
Was walking in. I was like, wow, the weeds have completely taken over my front yard. And you can't even see the dividing line between the what's that crap you throw?
Does this grass make you horny?
the mulch. There's a mulch area and a grass area.
It's outgrown the mulch.
Yes. You can't even see the dividing line. So I start pulling weeds, and I let Layla and Mags out because they were just wandering around the yard. And what do you know? All of a sudden, I realize, wait, Mags is on the porch and he's barking, and Layla is nowhere to be found.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm start yelling for Layla, and then I hear this little bark.
See ya.
in the other direction, like four houses down, across the street.
Oh, Jesus.
She's barking at another dog.
Peter did that the other day, too. He's such a dummy.
I know. I was really pissed. So then, of course, I'm like, Layla! And she comes running back like, oh, here I come!
She's a sweetie.
She's kind of annoying. I like Mags.
Mags is much more chill. Yeah. Layla's...
Well, Mags doesn't want to go anywhere. I mean, he's just...
Mags and Layla.
Mags goes for the walks. He's in play.
Looks like Mags has been skipping leg day.
He's more OCD than...
Why? Because he has none?
He's been showing some major OCD lately. Have you noticed that he only runs up the left side of the steps?
Yes, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, well, that when you were coming back that day, I was standing on that side waiting for him to come.
He wouldn't come up
until I moved.
And he walks around the carpet, the little carpet. He walks around that, and then
sleeps
there's
under
one
that
bush.
Chair.
Yeah, he sleeps under the chair. Four houses down, there's a little bush by a tree. He pees under that same bush every single walk.
Oh.
And
bush.
Then the bush was removed. I don't know why. Probably because
he killed it.
And he still he pees where the bush used to be now.
Oh, poor guy. Wow. I'm glad to see your street.
It's got a whole bush.
I know.
We can park on your street again.
That was rough.
Bloop.
Pretty brutal.
I was praying that. I didn't want to do that long walk this time. It was too hot out there. That half a block.
It was hot today.
It was.
What are we going to do after, besides Aretha? Remember I teased it? It was the worst tease possibly ever?
Your investigative discovery true crime story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I remembered it, too, but maybe you won't. In 1996 or 97, this girl in Delaware was missing. This 28-year-old girl. Her name was Anne-Marie Fahey. Beautiful girl. She worked for the governor. So, of course, she's missing. The governor, of course, every resource imaginable. He then goes and meets with Clinton, who says, every federal resource I want used to find Anne-Marie Fahey. Wherever Anne-Marie Fahey is,
did he say? Did he
find her?
Because she was hot. There's a hot woman
she's
missing.
She's a lovely girl. She's somebody's daughter, somebody's sister,
conference.
Somebody's brother. We need to find Anne-Marie Fahey. We'll use all, all our
she
power,
sounds hot.
Any federal resources the governor of Delaware wants.
As a matter of fact, I will be on the front line.
So anyway,
with
they
my boner.
They get into her
finding rod.
They start getting into her stuff, and they realize, oh, she's got a diary.
Yeah,
and in this diary, there's all these entries about Thomas Capano, this married guy who takes her out to lunch. Oh, he takes her to lunch again. Oh, she takes her out to lunch two times a week. Oh, what do you know? Oh, they're fucking. She's madly in love with Thomas Capano. And then it gets, you know, she's feeling horrible guilt. He's got kids. She's Catholic. So on and so forth.
This sounds very Condit-esque.
Yes,
Sandra
it does. Then she is revealing that he emails her every 30 minutes. He's a stalker.
What?
He won't leave her alone. She's met this new guy. She really doesn't want to be with this guy who's married.
But was she ever with him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she.
Yeah.
So she got with him.
So listen to the podcast.
Yeah. I did listen. I didn't hear anything about that.
Well, yeah, an affair busted out. After the, you know, twice a week lunches, it then started graduating to.
Got it.
And then he leaves his wife and gets this giant place. He's a real powerful lawyer. He gets this giant place across town. His wife, meanwhile, is in this giant place with the four kids.
Nice.
Great lawyer.
He's 17 years older than her. Then she's like, oh, well, I didn't want to leave his wife. I feel guilty now. But she also is having a hard time breaking it off. She likes this other guy. And this guy won't leave her alone, so she goes to her therapist, and then she goes out to dinner, and they know the last thing she did was she went out to dinner with this guy in Philadelphia, which is, how far is that from Delaware, by the way?
Not far.
Like, half hour, an hour?
Well, let me think. Philly, down south, I'd say 2.5 hours.
Why would you drive to Philadelphia from Delaware for dinner?
No, I'm sorry. That's the Delaware water gap. Philly to Delaware is a different story.
What?
You might be losing credibility on this.
Listen, the Delaware water gap separates Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
Yeah.
What's they call it the Delaware water gap.
What the hell are you talking about?
What's, down South Jersey and Delaware. South Jersey
sounds like
Delaware.
An information dump, man.
No.
I just want to know how far is it from the capital of Delaware to Philadelphia.
It's closer.
An hour and 42 minutes.
There you go.
Okay,
see?
Thank
it's
you.
It's closer. See?
Anyway, the waitress says...
No word about the Delaware Water Gap.
Look up the Delaware Water Gap. It's upstate New Jersey.
They have to fly over the Delaware Water Gap to get there?
No, just leave me alone. So long? I guess that's the beginning of the Delaware Water Gap, and I guess it goes down.
Just admit it was an information dump.
No, it wasn't. I'm giving you the God's honest truth.
What did the Delaware Water Gap have to do with getting from Delaware to Philadelphia?
Because I figured Delaware was up that way, but it's not.
It's beautiful,
down
by the way.
South.
Beautiful.
So it was an information dump.
It wasn't.
Waterfalls. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go
Are
ahead.
You recommending it as something we should visit?
Go ahead.
The fucking Delaware Water Gap.
You got some great trips up there.
It just
by
made
the
show notes. Well, you did have some great trips there.
I got to tell you, one quick side note.
It was a total information dump.
But one quick side note. I was in the Delaware Water Gap. You know, we were canoeing.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. We were canoeing. It was years ago. And my sister stands up in the canoe and it flips.
Oh.
So I go into the Delaware River.
Really?
I fall in. I come up and I have no glasses. My glasses.
Oh, no.
And I was blind as a bat. It was before pre-LASIKs.
Oh, boy.
So the other canoes are all pulling in and we tell them what happened and they all start diving in. My freaking brother-in-law finds my glasses down at the bottom.
That's better than my story.
Isn't that great?
That's pretty wild. How deep was it?
I don't remember. It wasn't that deep. I mean, at the point where we were.
Okay, so it wasn't like 6 inches deep.
No, maybe like 6 feet.
That's still pretty amazing. Yeah. So anyway, she goes out to dinner with this guy.
By the way, to pay at the Delaware Water Gap to get over.
It's a buck?
It's a buck.
Just to get over the water gap?
It's a toll.
Yeah, there's a toll bridge.
Okay.
The Delaware Water Gap toll bridge.
Is that the only way to get over the Delaware Water
Gap? That is it.
Yeah.
Really?
Interstate.
Is it crowded?
You gotta pay the troll toll. If you wanna get into that boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll to get in. You want the baby boy's hole, you gotta pay the troll toll. You gotta pay the troll toll to get in. Troll toll.
What you say?
Troll toll.
Okay, so anyway, they do make it through the Delaware Water Gap to Philadelphia somehow.
In an hour and 22 minutes.
They're eating at a fancy restaurant, and the waitress says that it was very awkward. They weren't talking.
Oh. Awkward.
She had told her therapist that she really wanted out of this relationship, that she was being stalked and manipulated. This guy wouldn't leave her alone. So then that's the last anyone heard of her. He's the last person to see her that anyone knows of. So they ask him, and he, of course, thinks no one knows about this affair. And he says, oh, well, yeah, I was having an affair with her, and I left my wife, and we went out to dinner. I dropped her off at home. That's all I said. It's crazy. So they're organizing all these searches for her. She lives across from this very forested area. There are 300 people.
They had dinner. The food didn't matter.
All they know is that she was feeling very Player Davey about the whole thing. She wanted it over, period. And I mean Player Dave, period, which is different from just period.
Uh-huh.
Player
period.
Dave, period, means over. And she is in love with this other guy. So anyway,
tramp.
Days go by, and they decide, you know, we need to talk to this guy some more. And he lawyers up.
Ooh.
Won't talk to them anymore. His lawyer said, nope.
I dodged a bullet there.
He's told you everything he's going to tell you. He told you everything you need to know. So the investigation goes on for a year, I think. And then finally, I don't know why this, I guess it's because it's 1997. In his credit card receipts, they realized that, oh, he went to a carpet store 2 days after this girl was missing. And so they talked to his housekeeper, and she says, oh, yeah, he got a new carpet. And they said, well, was there something wrong with the old carpet? No, nothing was wrong with it. It doesn't fit the room very well either. Like, oh, really? Is that anything else we should know? Yeah, I got a new couch, too, with a new carpet. So they're like,
he did a lot of shopping, quick.
Yeah.
Good sale.
The chair.
So they're convinced that he wrapped her up in the old carpet, or he killed her on the carpet, or something happened on that carpet. So they think why did they decide his brother was involved? Oh, his brother had
a boat.
His brother had a boat. So they talked to the new owners of the boat. His brother sold the boat shortly after this, ironically. And the people with the new boat say, yeah, we bought the boat from his brother, whatever his name is, Capano, who's the black sheep of the family, by the way. And the boat didn't have an anchor. It's crazy. Like, oh, didn't have an anchor. Well, so they start trying to...
both anchor. He's missing two anchors.
Two anchors. They only said one on investigation ID. So they start putting heat on the brother, who's like... And then they realize the brother is in a major drug abuser. They busted the brother for drugs. And they say, you're going to jail for a long time for these drugs, unless you know something about your brother. So he starts spilling.
What a rat.
His brother, 4 months before.
Honestly.
It was a murder, Tom.
It was a rat.
No snitching in Tom's world.
No.
No snitching, huh?
No.
She killed a girl. She could be your sister.
Oh, man.
What if it was Abby? Would you still be a snitch?
Would you want Abby's mistress's brother to not snitch?
Tom's very confused right now.
Of course I want to get the guy that did the murder.
Well, there
of
you
course.
Go. Okay.
But how could a brother snitch on his other on
well,
a brother?
Well, he had a hard time.
Because he had drugs.
I'm sorry. I'm not snitching on my sisters. I'm not.
Okay. So they can kill
me? Go to jail.
Me.
Go to jail.
You can kill me and you're not snitching on
me. You're going to jail for a long time.
I know they killed you?
Yes.
I'm your sister.
And you're going to jail for a long time. Unless you snitch on Drew.
All right. Fuck it. See? I can never survive in jail.
What a rat you are.
I can never survive in jail.
God, you folded. You're the quickest fold in the world.
It's not Mark Sturgis with the bunny rabbit. I'll tell you that for sure.
Okay. The second quickest fold of your life.
So anyway, the brother folds too and reveals that his brother, 4 months before she went missing, had said, really got myself in a mess here, and somebody's trying to screw with me, and I may have to do something. He's like, oh, he thought he was just blowing off steam. But no, he was talking. She was trying to break up with him. Then he was already planning to kill her.
Wow.
Wait, he thought that she was going to, like, rat him out to his wife or something?
No. The girl was trying to dump the lawyer. And he was like, either she's with me or she's with nobody. I'll fucking kill her. So he tells his brother.
I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
I've never understood. That is the worst motive for murder.
I agree.
If I can't have you, no one can motive. I don't get that.
Wow.
I know. It's pretty fucked up. But anyway, then he shows up in his driveway at 6 in the morning, 4 months later, and says, you got to help me. It happened. I had to take care of this person. And the brother's like, oh, my God. So he's like, get your boat. And they go. And first of all, they take the carpet and the sofa, and they dump it in the other brother's construction site dumpster. Wow. And tell him, you need to dump the dumpsters. You need to dump the trash in the dumpsters. And then they...
Why don't you just put that in the water, too, or would it not fit onto the boat? What kind of boat was it?
It was a pretty big boat.
And nobody saw them doing any of this?
No. That's the weirdest thing.
Well, he had a big mansion.
Well, he had a big mansion, and his brother had a nice house, too. And he had a cooler, which had Anne-Marie Fahey in the cooler.
Yeah. So it'd be like a big cooler, fishing cooler, which
they
are
go,
huge.
Right. They go to the boat. They go out where it's 550 feet deep.
With the Delaware water gap?
Yeah. Not the six-foot port.
Maybe it was.
Not the six-foot. It had to be.
I don't know. I thought it was the ocean.
No, because they know it's easy to find things in the Delaware water gap, just like Tom's brother-in-law found his glasses.
I mean, well, how far is Rehoboth Beach from the Capitol? I'm afraid to ask
don't
you,
ask
Tom.
Me, please.
Is it near the water gap?
I don't know. I have no comment.
Rehoboth Beach is, that's the Atlantic Ocean.
What's the beach?
Yeah.
Rehoboth.
Anyway, drives out to where it's 550 feet deep and dumps the cooler, which floats.
Right near the beach.
Shit.
Bye.
So he shoots the cooler with his gun.
Oh, my God.
To put a hole in it, the brother does.
57 minutes.
It still floats. 57 minutes.
The other direction.
Now, why did he just go to the Jersey Shore? Probably been a bit
closer. I don't know. Is it closer?
You'd have to close
across that other gap.
I question your geography.
What are you, a fucking expert?
Your Maz, your geography is
in question. You could have made it to Wildwood.
You hate geography.
He could have made it to Wildwood.
Wildwood.
All right, Maz, go ahead. Maz felt it was the Northeast. He had to be the expert. He had to be the resident expert. And he used the Delaware water gap to try
not
and
even
prove
a month ago, 3 weeks ago.
The Delaware water gap in New Jersey?
Rehoboth Beach? Or?
No, we're Delaware water gap.
You were at the water gap? Why?
Because we had to cross it to get from Jersey to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania to Jersey.
Oh, to get home.
Yeah, to get home.
Okay.
So shooting it actually makes it sink now?
It did not sink. He pulled... The styrofoam cooler with her in it in the boat while he was throwing up, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got to have some muscles on him, though.
That's what I thought. The brother claimed he turned his back. He couldn't watch.
He was back out.
How did he pull a Wow.
Probably cool. Threw his back out.
Probably did.
Yeah. That's heavy.
Body and water.
Are you more, Tom's more concerned his back about
it? I know. He better have seen a chiropractor right after that.
Maybe he did. Yeah. They should subpoena the chiropractor.
They should.
So anyway, attaches the anchor around it and throws her back down and see ya.
Jesus.
However, the brother told the whole story. And so they brought him in. He claimed that, yes, that did all happen, but there was another. He was banging 8 chicks.
Wow.
8 different chicks, I think,
so
3 at that time.
Why not let her go?
I don't know. There was a school administrator who was married to one of his best friends. He was banging for 15 years, and he blamed it on her.
Is that McIntyre?
Yeah, Debbie McIntyre.
That's a pretty creative defense.
Yeah, he claimed that she walked in on him and Anne-Marie Fahey and that she threatened to shoot him because he got the gun from her. Yeah. So he put the gun in her hands and said he was on the stand for 8 days and said that she shot him. And also there was some real kinky shit with him and Debbie McIntyre, too. Really? Some really crazy shit.
I like that's wife.
What's
that's
that?
His friend's wife.
Yeah, but I think they had some third dude come in and bang her so he could watch.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, sweet thing. My name is Geppetto because I make the ladies my puppets.
That's what a great defense, though, because not only is he not guilty,
like
but he's
story,
also a hero.
Yeah.
How long is this
story.
Show, by the way?
It was an hour long.
Can I go watch it tonight?
Yeah, it's probably repeated tonight because it was on this morning. Investigative ID. Thomas Capano, Anne-Marie Fahey.
Channel is it on?
Investigative Discovery. You should start watching that instead of all your Batmans. And
it's on It's on 381 in my cable system.
By the way, MeTV took Batman off.
What?
Let's call him.
They said they wanted to give it a break.
Oh, nobody's watching except for you.
Except for one guy. All the Batman fans are up in arms. There's a whole Facebook MeTV Batman.
We got to call MeTV.
Yeah, I want to see this.
Go to Facebook MeTV Batman. But you have to join it. You have to be accepted.
Oh, forget that.
I'm in it.
How many members?
Oh, tons.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they give the number?
Let me find it for you.
I'm just curious.
Don't forget your story now.
I want to see all these. I just want to see all these people up in arms.
Yeah, I'm
going to
show you right now. Batman.
Yes, that was pretty much the end of the story. They convicted him, but he was on the stand for 8 days, and I think it was.
How did he kill her?
He wait a second.
Well, it had to be in the carpet.
He shot her. Yeah. He shot her with Debbie McIntyre's gun. He got a gun from her.
Was Debbie there?
No. Well, he said she was because he said she walked in on them, but it was bullshit.
Do you want to call MeTV? I don't know if they're still open.
I would love to call them. Curse
them
out.
Yeah, let's call them. Absolutely. Get on their ass. Use the Hall Financial Hotline.
The only phone number I can find is for advertising inquiries, but good enough.
Yeah, it'll work.
As long as someone answers.
Do they have a West Coast number, I hope?
Chicago, so they might be closed.
There's a Batman official group. That's one of them.
I can't believe you
belong.
That's one of
them. That's a fan club. 15.4K members. We have more Facebook followers than they do.
That's awesome.
I'm gonna ask a question I know the answer to. Yeah. What'd you think of the Brampton Batman?
I don't understand.
Exactly. Mark him up.
What's the Brampton
talked
Batman?
Talked to Batman yesterday.
I read about that.
I read about that.
I did.
Thanks for reading about the podcast.
I did. A lot of people get upset at me.
Thank you for calling Whitney Broadcasting Company. Our offices are now closed.
Balls.
If you need a party to convention, please dial it now. For a directory of names, please dial 9.
Hit 9 and then type in Batman.
Wait, what's Batman doing on Star Trek?
What?
Oh, that's just, I'm sorry, it's an edited picture, isn't it? The two shows never...
No, they never co-mingle. No.
Did Batman ever have a crossover with something?
No, he was always
never?
On his own show.
I know he was on, wasn't he on the
Wait,
Scooby-Doo?
What about Green Hornet?
The Hornet came to Batman. Batman never went to Green
there's
Hornet.
No operator okay. available.
Is that important to you, the distinction?
I loved Green Hornet, too.
But if Batman had gone on the Green Hornet, do you think that would have demeaned Batman a little bit instead of Green Hornet coming on Batman?
I thought it would have been awesome. They might have saved the Green Hornet.
Did you like the new Green Hornet?
Did Kato come on Batman?
I kind of dug it. I didn't love it, but I kind of dug it.
Maz, what about Kato? Was he on Batman?
Kato. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you don't remember that
one? The Green Hornet? No.
You remember that?
No.
It was one of the best episodes. It was what a fight at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
The Green Hornet and Kato were in the fight with Batman and Robin?
Yeah, Green Hornet hooked up with Batman. Kato hooked up against Robin. Robin
Wait,
held
they
his
fought
own.
Each other. Oh, they were both superheroes.
Because they thought
sure Robin would do really well against
he did,
Bruce Lee.
But Robin was trained.
It was
as well.
Over so quick.
Robin was trained. He was trained. He was a circus performer.
Batman Satisfaction.
Yeah, go to the end.
Van Williams is the Green Hornet. Bruce Lee is
what
Kato. I don't remember this.
What
Who's
stud.
The villain on this?
Here it comes. This is the fight. Tune it up. This is awesome.
Oh, wow.
Why,
that's a
why
table.
Are Batman and Robin fighting Kato and the Green Hornet?
They think they're bad.
Oh.
Here it comes. Here comes Batman.
Oh, Robin's getting his ass whooped.
Watch Robin. Watch, they're both going to fall.
Bruce Lee, his legacy is destroyed by this.
Oh, Robin holds his own. Watch.
He's doing roundhouse kicks and everything. Robin's not doing anything.
Watch.
A Mexican standoff.
That's racist.
A dead heat. A photo finish.
Kato's chauffeur's hat is still on.
You know, Robin should put some pants on.
That's Colonel Gum, by the way.
Who's that?
Cook, Colonel Gum, Roger C. Carmel.
Remember that loser.
That cod cola, Batman cola.
What is that? What is that crap?
Wait, what?
Bruce Lee would have whooped Burt Ward's ass.
What happened there?
That was weird.
That was the worst ending.
Oh, was it? They bailed out and Batman and Robin finished it
up. Who stops a fight like that?
Because they went after the crook. They went after the crook instead of each other.
I don't know. I feel like there ought to be more communication in the superhero community than to get in a fight with each other. And
well, I'm not a crook.
Risk a criminal getting away.
Wait, did the Green Hornet and Kato think that Batman was bad? Why were they fighting him?
Yeah, they were defending themselves. Batman's cool.
They were defending themselves.
Oh,
why couldn't so they would have kicked their asses.
This is the Green Hornet club that I'm in.
1.3K members, man.
There wasn't many fans of the Green Hornets.
That's disturbing.
Sorry. Go back to your story.
1.3. I was done with the story. I was going to...
Nerd!
You a member of that club?
Oh, yeah.
And even with your membership, there's only 1.3 members?
Yep. 1.3 mil. Here's another Green Hornet one.
This what a
1.8 thousand members.
That's pretty disappointing. Were you a little disappointed to be joining a club that was so small?
No, I didn't care.
You are one pathetic loser.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thought you'd have higher standards.
I'm just saying, Bruce Lee, God, Bruce Lee would have whooped Burt Ward's ass. Whooped his ass.
No, it would have been over so fast. Very nice.
Mark, what?
You heard me.
Why? That was nice. That He's known you for nice a long time. You should know what your standards are.
I have standards.
Yeah, low ones.
Not low.
Well, let's take a look at August 28th. Why not?
You know what else we need to do is watch the Matthew Perry's Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Up. I forgot about that.
You want to do that first?
Yeah, let me just hurry through this. Okay. California Girls on this day in 65. Beach Boys, number 3 on the U.S. singles charts. The music for the song came from Brian Wilson's first LSD experience.
That's really? Cool. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Huh.
Bob Dylan played the first night of a 40-date North American tour at Forest Hills Tennis Stadium in New York City. Played the first set solo. Was backed by a band consisting of The Band.
Awesome.
Robbie Robertson, Lee Von Helm, Harvey Brooks, and Al Cooper in the second set. And the electric set was kept throughout the tour, even though people booed. Beatles played Dodger Stadium in front of 45,000 people on this day in 1966. One of their last shows. They escaped in an armored truck, by the way.
Did they really?
Yes.
Mm.
Simon and Garfunkel on this day in 68, 5-week run at number 1 with Bookends. That's a great record.
Bookends.
Is this the 20th or 29th we're doing?
28.
Okay.
Fourth studio album featured America, Mrs. Robinson, and A Hazy Shade of Winter. Mrs. Robinson was such a huge
Hazy Shade of Winter is a pretty good song.
It is a good song.
I like the cover. The Bangles?
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was for a movie, too.
Was it really?
Yeah. A drug movie.
Was it really? Less Than Zero?
Yes. Look at you, Tom.
Wow.
Well done. I think so.
Beach Boys were number 1 in the UK the same day. Simon and Garfunkel were number 1 in the US with Do It Again, which is one of my favorite Beach Boys songs. I love Do It Again. Beatles reporting.
I like Surfer Girl best.
Do It Again.
Dear Prudence the same day. And then during a 4-week engagement on this day in 1970 at the International Hotel in Las Vegas, a security guard at the hotel received a phone call in which he was told Elvis Presley would be shot during his last show.
Whoa.
Right there.
They demanded $50,000 to reveal the name of the killer. Later that day, a menu was found in Elvis's mail at the hotel in which Elvis's face was destroyed and a gun had been drawn pointing to his heart.
I've been shot.
Threats were taken very seriously. Elvis played without incident.
Sirhan, Sirhan, right there.
It was a big nothing. Alice Cooper, number 1 with Schools Out on this day in 72.
Cool song.
1984, the Jacksons' victory tour. Oh, my God, what a pathetic tour. Broke the record for concert ticket sales. I don't know why the family was involved. If Michael had been on the tour, it would have had the same ticket sales, if not more.
That was minus Michael?
No, Michael was Michael on was the there. Victory tour with Jermaine and Tito and all those losers.
Why are you calling it a bad one?
No, it would have been
better with just Michael. I mean, you had to hear Jermaine songs. And...
Well, Jermaine was pretty good, man. He was.
Like the song, Dangerous?
Well, get it. I like Jermaine's album. That was a great album.
I want to see if that set list is available.
1993, Billy Joel was number one with River of Dreams on the U.S. album charts. And... 1996, Isaac Hayes sent a protest letter to Bob Dole requesting Dole stop using his song, which supports a change to I'm a Dole Man. How stupid.
I'm Bob Dole.
2005, rap mogul Suge Knight was admitted to a hospital for being shot in the leg at a party hosted by Kanye West.
Shot dead.
And Green Day cleared up at the MTV Awards in 2005 on August 28th with 7 awards, Video of the Year with Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Viewer's Choice, Best Male Video went to Kanye West for Jesus Walks, blah, 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 blah. And Noel Gallagher quit Oasis on this day in 2009, saying he could no longer work with Liam. It's with some sadness and great relief to tell you I quit Oasis. The band were due to play in Paris but canceled at the last minute. And Ringo Starr, celebrity net worth, said he was the world's richest drummer with an estimated fortune of $300 million. Phil Collins ranked second with $250 million. Dave Grohl third with $225. Don Henley fourth with $200. Lars Ulrich fifth with $175. And U2's Larry Mullen and Charlie Watts were sixth.
Do you want to hear the set list for the victory tour?
Yeah.
Want to be starting something.
Good.
Michael.
Jackson.
Good start.
Things I Do For You.
I haven't heard of it.
Have you ever heard of it? I don't know.
I'm not familiar with that.
If I heard it, I would know it, probably.
Let's see. Here it is.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Terrible song.
The Jacksons on the Destiny album.
Yeah! Sucks. Am I in a
bad situation? Third was Off the Wall.
Oh, great.
Michael.
Great song.
Michael.
Human Nature with a Ben intro.
Oh.
Ooh.
This Place Hotel.
Sucks.
What is that? Is
Probably
that
another Jackson's.
Change? She's Out of My Life.
Great
Michael.
Song.
Then Everyone Goes to the Bathroom while Jermaine gets to play Let's Get Serious, Dynamite, and Tell Me I'm Not Dreaming.
Oh. That's a cool, three good songs.
No, I'd rather hear Michael.
Then, well, of course.
Then the Jackson 5, I Want You Back, The Love You Save, I'll Be There.
Oh, I wish I was there.
Michael would do that without him. It'd be just as good.
Yeah. And then Rock With You.
Great Michael. Song.
Lovely One.
Jackson sucks.
Good song.
Working Day and Night.
That's Michael. Yep. That's from Off the Wall.
And the first encore's Beat It and Billie Jean.
Oh,
well,
man.
Michael.
Shake Your Booty Down to the Ground is the second encore.
Why do you need the Jacksons for any of that?
You don't.
Except for Jermaine's three stupid songs.
You need it for Shake Your Booty Down to the Ground.
Do you use Michael for that?
That sounds like a great concert.
Just saying.
When was that again?
This particular one was September 1st, 84.
All right, let's bring up Matt Perry's girlfriend. I'm kind of intrigued by this.
I got to cue it up.
Matthew Perry from Friends?
Yeah. Why is his girlfriend popping off?
Because Radar Online paid her money.
Ooh.
Can't wait to hear this.
Also, today...
Did they get paid her a lot based on the interview? Did she spill?
Probably.
A good spill?
Yeah, I think so. Also, on this day in history today, world history...
I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
55 years ago.
Nope.
I Had a Dream.
Is it?
Martin yeah, that's King. Right.
Yep.
Today, really?
On the news.
I didn't know.
Maz was watching TMZ.
I was.
It's funny. I don't go that far back on this day in history for 55
years. That's all I want to do is go back for
Cardi years. Cardi B made some sketch that made fun of Martin Luther King's wife. And so the King family is very upset with Cardi B.
Why? Because they didn't get paid?
Possibly.
Okay. But no, 15 years ago, Brian Wells... The pizza delivery bombing guy.
Oh, the pizza, the bomb around his neck.
Yeah.
The guy that blew up while the cops were sitting there.
Yep.
What kind of pizza?
I'm getting very hungry. Let's get to this interview.
Some pizza.
To the point where Matthew was using drugs every day. It was about 3 months of heavy partying. He definitely was on a roll for about 3 months. So I'm driving to Matthew's house like I've been doing for the last 3 months.
Is she hot?
Every day. and I pull
make
up.
It bigger.
I went through the doorway and I see his.
It's not bad.
This is part two. In his kitchen on the phone, and I hear Matthew.
A lot of forehead, and she's
name.
Also got
Katie.
Green blobs.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark.
No, no,
you
no, no, you're fine.
One?
Just let it roll. No, no,
back
no.
Back here. So his assistant is on the phone, and I'm thinking that she's calling rehab because he has been on a roll for the last
a
3
roll.
Months, and I'm pretty sure that this was towards the end of his debauchery. He
it's not that hot.
Screaming my name.
It's not bad.
And
he was
I
on
go
drugs.
Back into the living
better.
Room.
He could do better. She's got a body.
I'm looking at him, and he's high out of his mind.
I like redheads.
He hadn't showered in like 9 days or something.
Whoa.
He's sitting on the couch with his hands on his legs, and he keeps saying, "You need to unstick me. You need to unstick me." And I said, "What do you mean unstick you?" The guy has just super glued his hands to his legs. And in my mind, I'm thinking,
sounds like a Friends
who
episode.
Super glues their hands to their legs. And apparently he was so high and
so
high. Out of his mind that since he couldn't stop moving, that it would be a good idea to super glue his hands down to his legs. So
outside
I
of the
had
box
to free
thinking.
Him somehow. So I get on my phone.
Genius, genius,
and
genius.
I get on Google and
Google.
It's telling me I need to use nail polish remover, olive oil, any kind of oil. I get a toothbrush, I get nail polish remover, and I literally pour olive oil
get
down his
point.
Legs with the toothbrush, scrubbing away. He's telling me, just rip it off like a Band-Aid. Just go really fast. So after 45 minutes, I get one hand free. And I
45
look at his
minutes.
Leg, and I look at the palm of his hand, and he has skin and hair on his hand. And his leg was raw. And it just looked like it hurt so bad.
Oh, Radar paid
asked
for their money back
doing.
For that story.
I had just ripped a few layers of his skin, and I knew that I had to do the other one.
So I had to give
him
a hand job.
During the time that he was using
off.
Crack
and
say,
when did she blow him in this
he
whole
thing? He had locked
thing?
Himself in his house for 3 months, and as his friend,
he was on a roll.
It was very hard to see him spiral down like that.
Actually, it wasn't even a bad story, to be honest.
That's part
I met
two?
Matthew
oh.
about 11 years ago at
I'm
my grandfather's
parody thing.
House.
I don't know.
He was auditioning for a role for Broadway 50. That my
Isn't
grandfather
Isn't pathetic
was
how
doing.
For sale these
and,
people are? I mean,
that's how...
It's his girlfriend.
Eh, ex.
No, but you trust a girl. It's your girlfriend.
Drew, it's very pathetic. But at the same time, wouldn't he be a little more aware...
He was a junkie.
It's still his girlfriend. I mean, you figure some things are sacred, but nothing is sacred. I mean,
no.
I know better, believe me.
Yeah, but Matthew, you think Matthew Perry would know better?
At my grandfather's
house. It's your girlfriend. He's a junkie.
By the way, her name's Katie. K-A-Y-T-I.
Oh, my.
He'd probably been better off not having a girlfriend while he was on that 3-month binge.
You mean when he was
on a roll? Yes. If you're on a roll.
He was auditioning for
skip
a
the girlfriend.
Role. For Broadway that my
how
grandfather
sad.
Was
or
doing.
Or you need a famous and, girlfriend that wants a party.
Her grandfather was a
my
Broadway
producer. My
relationship
with Matthew
okay,
turned into
Whoa.
About 3 years after
she was
meeting
very
him
proud
at
of
my grandfather's. And it lasted 6 months on and off. I ran into Matthew at an AA meeting. I asked him if he remembered who I was. He gave his condolences because my grandfather had recently passed.
He didn't care.
And that's how we started talking.
Fake!
He told me about his Vicodin problem, that he was up to 80 pills a day.
That's Farvian
and
level.
And I only knew him as
pills.
Taking pills. I never knew him as to smoke crack
he getting
or
so
heroin
many?
Or any other drugs. Matthew messaged me on Facebook back in February 2011, and he wanted me to come over because he really needed to talk to me. It was really awkward. He told me that he wanted to get high, and he wanted to get all of these different drugs. I only knew him as an 80-a-day Vicodin habit.
Well, that's
now
all.
He's wanting cocaine and crack and
cocaine.
Oxycontin. He definitely was on a roll for about 3 months. I went over to his house
Party.
And he
surprised he's not dead.
Wanted to smoke heroin.
Yeah.
And so we went to his kitchen and he lit the tinfoil, and smoke was going everywhere but his mouth. And he was wasting it all.
She's mad he was wasting
he
heroin.
He was getting more angry because he felt like he wasn't doing it right. Here I am in the kitchen with Matthew Perry while he's trying to smoke heroin, which, to my knowledge, he's never done before.
Well, clearly he wasted
too
much.
I didn't know how to help him. So
he decided to start smoking heroin that
madness.
Night.
It was madness. He was on quite a roll. Why didn't she get her phone out and take a picture of him? Wasting heroin.
She could have got another 10 grand for with a picture.
Is he good now?
It's up for debate.
Who knows?
God. I mean, he's. I don't know. How much longer can he go?
He had a sober house.
Yeah.
He was running a sober house. It was a house he bought in an expensive neighborhood. I mean, he really poured himself into this thing.
80 Vicodin in a day? His liver must be shot.
Plus all the other shit.
Can you imagine? Yeah, well, the Vicodin has acetaminophen.
Yeah.
That's really bad. 80 fucking Vicodin. How do you get 80 a day?
Joey.
How do you get 80? Good luck finding 80. I mean, if you had to go find 80 Vicodin right now, that would be an all-day job.
That's probably all he did.
Well, yeah, I guess he had all day. He wasn't doing anything else. He needed a job.
Yeah.
So he turned his job into getting 80 Vicodin a day.
And banging that chick.
The problem is 80 Vicodin a day. How high are you going to get when you're taking 80 a day? Seems like your tolerance is pretty high.
Yeah. Well, that's why he turned to wasting
yeah,
heroin.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I get it.
He does have some of the best like paparazzi photos where he just looks wasted all the time.
He's hurting.
Oh, let me see.
He earned it.
Oh, man. He does look. Wow.
He's always in those magazines just looking hungover.
Like
and,
shit. Oh, he looks terrible. I gotta say, that doesn't look like a guy who would waste heroin.
God almighty.
He doesn't look like a heroin user.
He was so good on Friends.
Oh, God.
What a waste.
Yeah, he was. I always thought he was the best.
He really was.
He was good. He was great on Friends.
So good.
That's the problem with that career is you're likely, if you have a hit like that, you're not likely to have another one ever again.
But that's okay.
What about
no,
the
it
mo-
is okay. It
was
is.
He in the movie? Oh, no, that might have been Joey. This is in the baseball playing monkey. Was it Ed?
Yes, he was.
Was that Matthew Perry? Was that
no,
Joey?
That,
no, that's Joey, the other Joey.
Perry had a couple
Joey
of,
LeBlanc.
He had a couple of TV shows that didn't go
Joey
didn't
LeBlanc.
Go for.
Joey, what's his name?
Matt LeBlanc.
LeBlanc. Joey LeBlanc.
Joey Tribbiani.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I have a feeling
I
that.
I couldn't think of his name until you said LeBlanc. And then
those pictures of Matt Perry, he looks horrible.
Poor guy.
I have a feeling that show's coming back soon.
Friends?
Even if it's just for like one
no
random
way.
Spinoff
really?
Season.
Well,
yeah.
They all
I'd
need some
it.
Dough.
I'd watch it.
I was going to ask, can you check up Matthew Perry's Celebrity Net Worth? I wonder if he spun through all that dough. 80 Vicodin a day, that'll cost you.
He has a lot of coin.
Oh, you know, he's got it. They were making.
They got to make millions still.
Charlie Sheen was making $2 million an episode, and he's broke.
Matthew Perry just played Ted Kennedy in The Kennedys After Camelot.
Oh, boy.
We got to see that.
Good casting.
$70 million.
Oh, $70 million.
He's doing fine.
Yeah, he can go plenty more Vicodin.
Yeah. He can waste all the heroin he wants.
That's the good news.
The bad news is.
All right, get us out of here, bro.
Hold on, I got a show and tell
what?
Tonight.
What?
Oh, oh, right.
Here's the Kennedys After Camelot. Real
I'm dying to see this.
Is he on here? He's Ted Kennedy?
To death.
It's the one with Katie Holmes. It's Jackie O.
Oh, here we go.
I'm completely sober.
Joe Gagan.
Won't send us across the.
You look like Chandler Bing. You don't look like Ted Kennedy. Oh, there he is in the neck brace.
My daughter died in his car.
Think the girl's death will affect your chances of being the president?
I hear him say something.
I hope this doesn't mean.
Chappaquiddick ripped this movie up.
It's not about what you can get away with. It's about who you want to be. Don't let it be forgot.
Nobody has an accent.
That once there was a
let's get some
pizza. Ever does he even make it into the trailer?
Let's get some pizza and watch this.
Wow, you don't want to go home today, do you?
I'm starving.
I'm starving, too. I want to have something. I want to
pizza
with you guys.
You say, I wish I had died.
Yeah.
I wish I had died.
That's not a very good accent.
Good. That wasn't good at all.
It sounded like Matthew Perry.
You were expecting, I wish I would have died.
I wish I had passed away.
Passed away.
Where's Joe Gagan? Joe.
I don't like being sober.
Brandon, I got a quick show and tell.
Okay.
And I got to thank just somebody that listens to the show, Tom Decker. Tom Decker.
Wait, why? Why? What's
because he sent this to me.
He sent you the show and tell?
Yes, that is now mine. And when I show it to you,
because Tom never brings anything.
You're gonna know, it's mine of his now. Own. It's mine. He sent it to me.
Oh, okay.
Because he knew how much I would love it. This thing has been sitting on his desk collecting dust.
Look at me.
Years.
I'm looking for the trash can.
Exactly. So he sent it to me.
I thought that was an open bag of popcorn.
No, but let's hear out. Let's hear
it
out.
Looks like one. That's part of why it's so attractive. In my place,
when I wanna say, sing out, Wilson. All right. Are you ready?
Wow.
Pins and needles.
Michigan Panthers mug.
Not
championship
mug.
One.
That's a stein. Look at that thing.
Oh, excuse me. It's not a mug.
Look,
it's a stein.
How dare you insult the stein?
Beautiful. Thank you, Tom.
That's a nice cup.
Guess what? I took a picture of this, and I sent it to Jeff Perlman.
Oh, so, Tom, the book's done. It's been in print.
For the epilogue?
He's not going to add okay, you.
I, just sent, I sent it to him. And I'm like, look what a customer of mine sent me.
How pumped was Jeff Perlman?
I'm going to show you his tweet back.
You're out of here, trash.
Oh, you tweeted it to him.
I tweeted, but to personally. Personally.
Oh, boy. Oh, you DM'd him.
Yeah, I DM'd him. I said this. I said, how about this beauty?
Well.
He wrote.
Is it a picture of your dick?
He wrote,
wow.
How about that, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, I.
He had to punch the keyboard three times.
That's something.
Yeah, his response wasn't wow. It was more like, wow.
No, it's not. It was wow.
Was there a second response?
Wow, why is this guy sending
this? No, I just wrote about the book.
Oh, wow.
I still wanted
a nice
to get the
old fashioned. Spot.
Oh, I see.
He sent me a, they call this a pilot book because I didn't.
Well,
he didn't send me because I.
Review
you
copy?
Got the good book. Yeah, you got the good book. And I'm trying to.
I have
to
read
get
some
you.
Of it. I have to tell you, I love every page
would you
I've
like
read
to read
so
this
far.
Book? I'll just
are you
get
serious?
Book from him. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. I'll
I would love to read it.
Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Randon, how many of these? How many
you guys order
you
pizza
need?
And watch your movie together? I'm going to sit in the other room and read.
No, you got to eat with
the old lady I am.
Want to spin the outro, Brandon?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to Arts, Pizza, and Eats?
Isn't this beautiful?
Or how, do you have a photo session that day? Or are you going to Arts, Pizza,
and Eats? Hotline shut down.
You got to cut
thankfully.
The lawn.
I do have a
usually
few
you do lawn
that
on,
day.
You usually do lawn on Tuesday
oh,
nights when I'm here.
Your photos are booked?
I do have a few activities that day,
wait,
but I'm
activities?
Definitely going to try to get it out.
What are your activities?
I was not going to tell you what they were.
What?
Are you shopping for the baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all baby related.
There you go.
What
that's
do you
all you
do?
Need to say.
There might be a fantasy football draft that day.
What?
That I already invested like hundreds and hundreds of dollars on months ago.
Can I get in?
What? That doesn't sound like it's about the baby.
And it's
not
a
at
live
all.
Draft. The winnings could pay for my baby's college tuition.
Ooh. I don't know.
This
seems
is a big money league.
It's a lot of baby money being spent.
What time's that at?
Not to mention that baby could be the start.
It's at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m.? You're not going to go to Arts, Beats, and Eats at all.
I'm gonna. I don't know what to do. I
that
can't,
draft is going to take two and a half
auto-draft
hours.
You auto-draft a live the draft.
Justin no. needs to be fed.
Thousands
a draft
of dollars are on
and
the
come
line.
By. You'll be there in time.
That's what I thought.
Why don't you
thank
yell
you,
at
Tommy.
Him for what he said?
We're 4-7. You're going to make it.
Thanks, Tom.
Got it.
What else do you have to do? What other activities?
Got to cut the grass.
Kristen's eating for two people. She needs to eat Mexican.
Honestly, we are working really hard in the nursery right now.
How much time does a nursery take?
Well, when you finish it, and then you got to repaint, you know, and because the colors don't no. mesh.
It'll take us that long.
I don't know.
Seems like it could take a couple hours. Furniture, you just have other people move it in after you pay for it.
All right.
What are you doing Friday night?
Why don't you help me out then? We're painting Friday.
Can we get back to talking about my stein? Is there any way we can just talk about this? This is beautiful.
It's a nice cup.
See ya!
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
Wrong.